Yours. Tomorrow's news. Today.
On this live April 1st, 2026 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 4 hours live today. Have massive guests and information coming up for you. Look, it made huge headlines everywhere about my criticism of Trump. And of course, the media cut it down and took it out of context and the rest of it. But that's what they're going to do. So I can't, you know, tailor everything I do here. For the fact that they are so deceptive and the fact that they do that. So that's just the way this is. And we'll be going over some of that today and some of the things that Trump is, you know, saying and doing that are just all over the map. And in the past, the corporate media, the establishment media, would constantly lie and say that President Trump is lying to everyone. And I would go look at it case by case, and Trump very rarely really even got things wrong. And I don't think he was lying in the past. He's very, very truthful. Sometimes it was a different, you know, point of view he had than me, but you can in general see he was telling the truth. Now it is just so much BS, particularly on the war, and it's just shocking, and I just cannot go along with gaslighting people. I will not be a water carrier, you know, for the administration on this front, and it is, again, really hurting Trump and his approval ratings. It's really hurting Trump and the economy. He said again last night and today. First, Hegseth said it yesterday morning. We played the clip that we've had regime change, and so now our goal has been achieved. I thought it was get their WMDs and their weapon systems, but it really was regime change. And now I guess they say they've killed enough of the leaders. They finally have leaders they can work with. But Iran says that's not true, and they lie some, too. But in general, they've been more truthful, and their back's against the wall, and they're leaving the Strait of Hormuz closed. And Trump has said like 15 times in the last month, this war's been going on over a month now, more than 15 times that the war's over, the war's about to end. Now he says it's going to end in 2 to 3 weeks. But he's also saying it's over, but it's not over, and he'll continue to obliterate them. I have the videos of him yesterday, today. I have the true socials of him, and it's like different people are there with different personalities or something. And you can say this is some fog of war thing he's doing, a negotiation tactic. All I know is they said it would last 3-4 days, and it didn't. And it's already destroying the economy. And it's, in many ways, you only made the Iranians more hardcore. Meanwhile, you've got Trump sitting inside of the Supreme Court building right now during oral arguments on birthright citizenship. I think he's totally right. I think the Constitution, you know, is clear, and that this should, you know, not have birthright citizenship for people to come here and who are illegals and then have the baby 2 weeks after, you know, they're here illegally and have it all paid for. This is being totally abused. But we'll see what happens. They're trying to spin it that Trump is trying to intimidate people by being there. No, I think it's good that the president got in the armored limo and drove 2 miles there to listen in on this. This is a big deal. This is important. So I wish Trump a lot of, you know, luck with that. But the Supreme Court keeps going against him, though, on really serious issues. Trump signed an executive order cracking down on mail-in voting, ensuring only eligible citizens receive ballots through postal service. That's a very good thing. You know, the courts will try to block that. NASA says the Artemis rocket is ready to go back to the moon. If you even believe that we went to the moon or those missions were real, I know they've got a secret space program. It's more advanced than we know. And I talked to folks that were high-level NASA saying we did go to the moon, but not the way we thought. We're going to do a deeper dive on that today and so much more. Another top NASA scientist has been disappeared. Others are being killed. Definitely a cover-up happening there. We'll be right back with a massive Wednesday transmission. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon AI. surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have dies for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operation, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com. The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power up and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. People want to conquer us. You want more? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer. And Newsom want to destroy our future. You want us to live in bondage. You want to cut our children's penises off. You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even been close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to gird myself for it, and to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Do people know that there are people like us out there? Do they know? Because you go around X and you just think nobody's got any idea what's going on. Everybody's learning this all of a sudden. Nobody knew that there was an elite pedophile ring that was operated out of Israel and Jeffrey Epstein was a part of. Like, nobody knew this stuff. Everybody's just figuring this out. And it's like, where have you been the last 5 years I've been talking about it? We have been ahead of the curve on everything. We still are years ahead of the curve on everything else. The information war is accelerating, so if there was any justice in this world, we'd be multi-billionaires, right? But apparently it doesn't matter if you're right, doesn't matter if you're proven right over and over, doesn't matter if you're taking on the biggest, most powerful forces that the society's ever seen and winning. Our society is set up by the evil forces, and we are constantly at a disadvantage. We're constantly trying to fight against impossible odds, but do it with one hand tied behind our back. And all that we ask is that you support us. All that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get yourself a fantastic product. You don't even have to sacrifice. There's no sacrifice required here. We are going to win. We are continuing to win. We are continuing to set the standard when it comes to this type of coverage. We are continuing to tell the truth in a way and to a degree and at a volume. Nobody else can tell the truth. Nobody else matches us. Nobody else reaches the amount and the quality of people that we reach. We'll continue to do it. But if you support us, if you contribute to this mission, which again, it's not even a sacrifice. We're not even asking you to give us anything. We're literally asking you to buy a great product that's like at a lower price. You can get it at the store. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy to support us. It's like ridiculous. Which again is another thing that sets us apart. What we sell you is tangible, is physical. You can actually feel the effects. And the products that we offer are just best-selling products that sell out at your local grocery. Only we have the better quality at lower prices. You're going to get it anyway. So again, thealexjonesstore.com.
And we won't be doing any April Fools here on the broadcast. Only hardcore tomorrow's news today. All right. Trump is doing still a lot of good things domestically, and I support the members of his cabinet and the work he's doing and the good Republicans that are there that are doing their job. But we have the neocons, the rhinos that will not pass the SAVE Act that allows them to steal elections. Trump is front and center, signing an executive order today, cracking down on mail-in voting, ensuring only eligible citizens receive ballots through the Postal Service. He's doing what he can through the executive. The Democrats are planning to challenge that in court and promising to. Trump is the first president ever to go to a live oral arguments during a Supreme Court hearing on the 14th Amendment birthright citizenship. That and so much more on the domestic front. I also intend to open the phones up again today. We have J.P. Sears, an amazing talk show host and comic and fellow Austinite and friend, in studio today for 2 hours. We'll also take some of your calls. And then we have the Green Beret that we had on yesterday from Valhalla VFT on, as well as Gary Melton from Paramount Tactical, getting into the insanity of them saying that a .30-06 bullet did not go through Charlie Kirk's throat and just went in and basically went down and stopped. And now the ATF has said, no, it's not a .30-06 bullet. And now we know this is 100% a cover-up. I mean, we already knew it, but now it is a fact. And that is just stunning. So look for Nate Kornacki and others to be with us for a deep dive in the fourth hour. All right. I'm not going to sit here and play you a compilation of Trump, because you already saw it, you already know it, and I'm not trying to dunk on Trump. It's just why I'm really concerned. Saying at least 14 times on video and dozens of times on Truth Social, but we found 14 times, and that's what the news says is 14 times, just he said to press conferences or during speeches, that we've won the war and the war will be completely over within days. And then we saw the Secretary of Defense yesterday say, we've had regime change, that was our goal. And so this is going to be winding down quickly. Well, they said it wasn't about regime change, but it was about regime change. But it's illegal to preemptively strike a country for regime change, but they can't even control their messaging and keep it on the WMDs. So it's just wild. It's so insulting to everybody, and it destroys our credibility around the world, and nobody will deal with us in future negotiations militarily or economically if they can't trust what we say. And the thing was, America in the last 50 years has been historically very deceptive in negotiations, unless you're talking about Ronald Reagan. He was straightforward. He got a lot done because of that. Trump was always basically did what he said. So world leaders Might have disagreed with him, but he was able to get a lot of deals done because he did what he said he would do. And again, the old leftist media would constantly say Trump was lying about this, lying about that. And I'd go look at it, and it was almost never wrong. It was almost always true. So one reason I'm so upset right now about Trump is this is definitely a new Trump that is constantly changing his story and all over the map, not just on the war, but a bunch of other stuff. So that's why I'm concerned. And without even trying to look, I mean, the top of Yahoo and just all over the news and just everywhere, and my phone ringing off the hook. And you type my name into Google, stories everywhere. Jones turns on Trump. Jones says it's time to cut bait on Trump. It's over for Trump. And I did say that yesterday, but I quantified it. Maybe he'll wake back up and turn back. But if this continues, we just have to consider the fact that this is a new Trump and the old Trump is no longer with us. But I'm glad it got all that attention because we need a wake-up call to the president. Because all of his old supporters and the people that supported the old Trump have been demonized and attacked by his new surrogates that are a bunch of neocons and never Trumpers. I mean, Lindsay, Princess, Disney, Bubble Wand, Pervert, Mark Levin, all the usual suspects, Ben Shapiro. These are the people he tells us to listen to. And then he says, speak for him. And you tune into them and they say, America's got to be ready to die in mass to take down Iran. So no, I do not support that. And I'm horrified by it. By the way, it's now being reported that Trump just stormed out of the Supreme Court hearing. But the controlled corporate press is so deceptive and there's no cameras in the Supreme Court hearing room. There is audio. That who knows if that's even true, because that's from the Daily Beast. So remember, as much as Trump now suddenly is either losing his mind and changing his stories on things, sometimes 5-6 times a day on the same issue, like war, or he's lying. But let's never forget that it is the Democrats that are the absolute, and the left in general, that are the absolute kings of lying. And I've got some incredible examples today that specifically deal with me. They had a London Guardian article with a supposed a whistleblower, former InfoWars employee that hasn't been here for 10 years, who constantly makes up new lies. Said we had a fish tank with a fish in it, and I got mad at the crew for not working, so I grabbed the fish and ate it. There's never been a fish here. Never done that. That's Wolf of Wall Street. Well, he's got all these new lies. But it's not about this guy being a liar or lying about me. It's about how bad the corporate media lies. But in this lie, we have them red-handed. Because how do you prove there was ever a fish tank and a fish? How do you prove these things? Well, in this case, they messed up. And so I am considering a lawsuit now. And I've already filed suit on the Democrats and their law firms and people, so I'm not playing around. So I'm going to have my lawyers reach out to both NPR, who first aired this, and then to the London Guardian when I get to this later. And it says, Jones was so obsessed with fake news and lying that he ordered his reporters to the Texas border to stage an Al-Qaeda beheading, or ISIS beheading. And so they staged it and said that Muslim extremists had beheaded someone. Joe Biggs goes down the border when he was a reporter here, says, hey, we're going to do a skit to illustrate this. It's Joe. It's like a comedy with a head cut off. And we say in the report, this isn't real. And notice the London Guardian, they don't show the video of me staging the fake Al-Qaeda beheading because we say it's fake in the video and in my reports about it. So here's this reporter saying, or this cameraman, that he was sitting down there by me to stage a fake story. I didn't even know about this till Joe told me he was doing it. And it was just a stunt where obviously a big fake plastic head. And we said it was fake when we aired it. But it was to draw attention to how many ISIS and Al-Qaeda and others were coming across, according to Border Patrol, were being allowed across by Obama. So again, oh, Jones produced fake news. No, that's you. And this guy wrote a book, I guess, full of all this stuff. So we'll have to get the book. And look, I'm done. Here's the reason I have to sue Josh Owens. I told him back when he left, and he linked up with the left, we think probably an infiltrator the whole time. Dude, you already made a bunch of lies. Your whole life will be this now. And as you escalate your lies over the years, at some point, if you do it, I'm going to sue you. Because I just, at some point, cannot allow these people to continue to do this stuff. Because what next? Will they say I'm making methamphetamine in a bathtub at the office? Or that we've got an underground base with, you know, kidnapped kids? What will be next? What will be next? And it's like, I'm not a human. I'm just here to be demonized and lied about and destroyed. So you're on notice. I want a full retraction, and I'm going to do this later. I'm going to show you the evidence of the lies. But you're on notice, Josh, and the London Guardian and NPR. Retract it, and we're going to air it. But I'll repost it to Exodus Report. You need to link to what we actually said and did, or I am going to sue you 100%. And I told the feds I was going to sue them, that the Democrats, the law firms, I sued them all, giant civil rights lawsuit. We're deposing them. Millions of dollars will be poured in the war against them. You want to be tagged onto that? Go ahead, Josh Owens. He is the biggest snake I've ever seen. And by the way, I'm going to bring the witnesses on air. Michael Zimmerman's no longer here because he went on to work for a tech company in Houston. Does a great job. But we're friends. He was hired at the same time as Josh. Right before Josh quit, they didn't want to stir up troubles. We don't do that here. They came to me after, they said, you know, we think he was trying to record us and set us up. They'd be on a road trip or something. We did a lot more reporting back then. He'd say, I sure hate these N-words. I'm sure sick of black people. And our crew members, not just him, but others would say, well, we're not racist. We like black people. Why are you saying the N-word? Please stop. And of course, he was obviously, we believe, recording us and doing all of this. So that's it, buddy. We're going to bring the guest on about you trying to, you know, speak your racist stuff and try to include us. We believe recording us. And we're going to put all the evidence on, and we're going to show that you're lying about me trying to stage an Al-Qaeda beheading. And if you don't retract it all, I'm suing you. You got that? So hope your leftist wife, Grimace, is happy about that. But we're not here. Do I look like a toilet for you to sit on and crap on and lie about? So now you went too far. In fact, line it up for today's Wednesday. Let's do it Friday. That gives everybody time to get in here. Call Zimmerman, get him in. We'll just go whole hog with this. We'll go whole hog with this. I mean, what a nasty, nasty, nasty guy. He keeps claiming that I'd send him out to do fake stories. None of that's true. But his identity now is the little hero that was here and refused to be part of the deception. The deception, we just have guests on and cover news. Everything we do is about trying to be as accurate as we can. But again, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than this guy. It's about how the corporate media are a pack of liars that just produce pure crap, and the arrogance of them to not think, hey, wait a minute. Biggs on his own decided to do that as an illustrative stunt and said up front, this is a dramatization, it's not real. We said it in the article, in the video, when I covered it, never said it was a real Al-Qaeda thing. An idiot would know that. It looks like a Halloween party or something. But we said it was fake. I might do satire two or three times a year. You know, I'm jumping around in a gay frog suit. I'm not literally a frog, folks. Don't need to tell you that satire, but in this case, we did tell you that. So imagine him writing a book, going on NPR, doing all this, knowing that we have the proof it's a lie. But see, I put up with this for 10 years from this guy. But see, now we're in a different season. You have the madness of believing. Okay? So this guy's trying to make money off defaming me. Well, guess what, buddy? You're getting sued. So you get your Democrat law firms that fund you and all that. Get them lined up. Let's go. Because I'm done. We're on the offense now. And that's why it's important you support us at theoliveshowstore.com. Because you're not just funding my show and the other shows. And once we switch to the new network system, I don't know, we're planning to go 19 hours a day. I'll be the news director. All of that. You're funding our legal defense and offense against the deep state and what they've done. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The very best ultramethylene red, methylene blue, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best zeolites, the very best of every amazing supplement, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Here's the thing about the super high-end, black, murdered-out Faraday cage backpack with all these inner pouches. Protects your laptop, your iPad, your phones. Can't be tracked, can't be traced with it. Waterproof. It goes on and on with the World War II updated modern trench knife with also murdered out brass knuckles, skull crusher, a limited edition America First t-shirt. A whole bunch of our very best supplements like the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit. The list goes on and on and on. A $600 value for $249. VIPs get it. Below cost, $199. And it will sell out quickly. It is our best seller right now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I don't own TheAlexJonesStore.com. So when InfoWars shuts down, I think that's a foregone conclusion here very soon. I'll do updates soon on that. It's okay. We have the Alex Jones Network that I don't own. They can't shut that down. Bigley owns that. The Alex Jones Store, they own that. And they are established business and operation with dozens of other clients they work with, like Steven Crowder and the Hodge Twins and others. They got the big giveaways on the super trucks and everything right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we also have the original X2, but even stronger, the purest, cleanest, real atomic iodine. People claim they have atomic iodine, they don't. That just means periodic table, pure, no binding agents, right into the body. Next level, goes synergistic with everything else, with the zeolites, with the methylene blue, our proprietary methylene red. It is all amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I should tell you, there's a big rolling sale going on right now. New rolling sale, up to 40% off. Ultra DNA Revival with the NAD and all the other super nutrients for your brain and your cells. Shilajit caps and gummies, both 40% off. MK Ultra that boosts your mind capacity. That's a good MK Ultra, 40% off. Atomic Defense, super amazing. Immune system boost, which means it's good for your whole body regardless. That's all 40% off, up to 35% off. Colostrum and Life Force, up to 30% off on iodine, methylene blue, methylene red, and creatine powder. Not just good for your muscles, great for your brain. We have the best form of creatine. The Alex Jones Signature Faraday Bag Bundle inventory is getting low. And all the goodies that are in there, two bottles of the Shilajit, two bottles of the sea moss with gummies and capsules, and a bunch of the other products as well, the tactical trench dagger. Incredible deal, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that way we can also sue NPR, the London Guardian, and good old Joshy Boy. Because I have to now. I mean, next. I mean, God knows what he'll say next. I mean, my God. They'll make stuff up even though it's a TV report to the opposite. Good luck, pal. Good luck. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th. 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force Sea Moss, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at theoxygenstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty-waist judge lets a drug dealer go. Slaps him on the wrist and it turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind a little swing till the sun goes down.
I'll tell you.
Hey, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law.
Every day I see dozens of articles like this one. Blood on their hands, Florida moves to impeach radical judge after a sickening release of predator leads to the murder of a five-year-old stepdaughter. I literally have more than 10 articles around the country just today of stories just like this. I mean, right here in Austin, these judges and the DA will release people that just shoot up downtown and shoot five, six people. And they just let them out, no bond. You see it in the news all the time. As long as they're black or Hispanic and not white. But if you're a white cop and defend yourself, you're going to prison in blue cities. And it's the same thing for white people that defend themselves in their own homes or anything. It's absolutely judges weaponizing criminals in a race war to create cloud and heaven collapse of society. And the same thing's done in Europe. Another illegal alien charged with murder in Democrat-run Fairfax County, Virginia. Been released and deported over and over again. They don't care. They know exactly what they're doing. Now let's start getting into Trump. When I first saw the story, I wasn't sure it was accurate. We had to check, and we did. They now have reports with the transcripts. We'll release the audio soon. That when Trump heard conservative members of the Supreme Court criticized to the lawyers during oral arguments Trump's position on the 14th Amendment birthright citizenship, he got up and left. So there you go. Now, he may have had a different schedule, which is making an appearance, but that's the way it looks. Well, Trump's right about this, so I support what he's doing. Now let's move to the war. So we have Trump in the last 31 days, about 3 days into it, he starts telling us, as you know, on record, that we've won the war, but won't say what the objective was, and that soon we'll be out of it. And then he continues to say that Iran is trying to surrender. It'll only take unconditional surrender. They want to cease fire, but they can never produce the proof of that. And Iran keeps saying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. Well, Hegseth said we've had regime change yesterday. I guess meaning they have the regime they want now. Trump came out and said it. And Iran's foreign ministry says that's not the case, and we're not working with you, and we're not even talking to you. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman calls Trump's remarks on Tehran, allegedly asking for ceasefire, false and baseless. And if you follow what's been happening in the last month and that precedent, then you have to believe the Iranians. I don't know what the truth is, because the Iranians lie too. It's a mess, though. The stock market was up on the news. Oil fell a little bit, though it's the biggest 30-day rise in its history overall. And if this peace deal doesn't materialize, or the ceasefire doesn't, then it will only spike more in a couple days. And how many times can Trump do this where he says, we've got a deal, the war's over? But Iran is denying Trump's claim it requested ceasefire, calling it false and baseless. I don't know what the truth is. In the past, Trump was almost always truthful, so I would go with him. Can't do that now. Just like with Democrats. They lie so much, you can't believe a word they say. So I got a few clips here. I want to play a Trump. Here's Trump on Iran. Again, we have had regime change. Now regime change was not one of the things that was a goal, because he knows it's illegal to attack a country first for regime change. Has to be, quote, imminent threat under the law, our law, not even foreign law, international law. And so he adds a proviso. We finally got what we wanted, so now we're going to wind this down, he says, in a few weeks. Says 2 or 3 weeks in the next clip. And what do you want to bet it's made up? I mean, if I had to guess, this is horse crap. I would love a ceasefire. I'd love the Iranians to back down and unblock the Strait of Hormuz. But they know every time they start negotiating, they get bombed again. They have nowhere to run. Their back's against the wall. And that's a dangerous adversary. So play clip 10 and 11.
They've been, again, we have had regime change. Now, regime change was not one of the things I had as a goal. I had one goal. They will have no nuclear weapon. And that goal has been attained. They will not have nuclear weapons. But we're finishing the job. And I think within maybe 2 weeks, maybe a couple of days longer to do the job. But we want to knock out every single thing they have. Now, it's possible that we'll make a deal before that, because we'll hit bridges, and we've hit some. We'll hit some bridges. We've got a couple of nice bridges in mind. But if they come to the table, that'll be good. But it doesn't matter whether they come or not. We've set them back. It'll take 15 to 20 years for them to rebuild what we've done to them. They have no navy. They have no military. They have no Air Force. They have no telecommunications. They have no anti-aircraft systems. They have no leaders. You know, their leaders are all gone. That's why we have regime change. We have nice new leaders. Peter, nothing to do with that. What happens in the Strait, we're not going to have anything to do with, because these countries, China will go up and they'll fuel up their beautiful ships and they'll leave and they'll take care of themselves. There's no reason for us to do it. We hit them hard. We got rid of a lot of the radicalized lunatics along the Strait. But if they want something, but I would say that within 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, maybe three, we're hitting them very hard. Last night, we knocked out tremendous amounts of missile making facilities. We, as you probably read or wrote, we knocked out. Excuse me.
Pardon me for interrupting. Will be the U.S. will be gone or done with the war in 2 weeks?
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks.
Not 3 weeks. If it is,
we'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this. Look, problem with the Strait, a guy can take a mine, drop it in the water, and say, oh, it's unsafe. It's not like you're taking out an army or you're taking out a country or you don't. He can drop it. Or you can take a machine gun from the shore and shoot a little few bullets at a ship. Or maybe an over-the-shoulder missile, small missiles. That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the Strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up. Today, I heard tremendous numbers of ships were sailing through.
I mean, how do you unpack those 2 minutes of clips? Those are just unbelievable. Israel starts it, drags us in. 30% of the world's fertilizer goes through there. 27% of the oil and gas. It's already caused a chain reaction in the markets, creating huge inflation. And Trump says, we want unconditional surrender and you must open the Strait or we will obliterate you forever. He said that again yesterday. And then the same day says, no, we're just going to leave the Strait and leave all of you to it, even though the U.S. and Israel did this. I mean, that is not moral, folks. That is not the old Trump. That is crazy. And it will continue to affect the world markets and us. Yeah, it's going to hurt Europe and China and everybody else and poor people that live at a subsistence level with food production going way down, with upwards of a third of the fertilizer not getting delivered during growing times at the start of the growing season. I mean, perfect timing for that to be just devastating. And so, oh, we've knocked out most of their leadership, so that's the regime change you wanted. No, regime change meant getting the people in you wanted. That's not mission accomplished. So this is Trump realizing he got set up by Israel. The Pentagon told him don't do it. Eric Prince told him don't do it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him don't do it. We were right. This was terrible. And now he's going to declare victory in 2 to 3 weeks. I'm sure that'll change tomorrow. In fact, what do you want to bet we're still bombing in 3 weeks? I would love to be proven wrong. But if I had to make a dead reckoning guess right now, I think we're there and I think we're still at war in 2 months. In 8 weeks. I mean, what do you think? What do you think? I just know that this makes my head spin to be watching all of this unfold. J.P. Sears is coming in next hour. So in 2 hours, we're covering the waterfront, get to all these clips, cover all the news, ask what's coming in the future. Really smart guy, great talk show host, hilarious comedian. I really look forward to him being here with us coming up in the next hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The way we reach more people is telling folks about that local AM or FM station you listen to, or cable or UHF or VHF station, and of course, sharing the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, and of course on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And if Infowars shuts down anytime in the next few weeks or month, again, I've already explained this, but there's a Texas receiver. They know it's getting blocked by the Texas Supreme Court. They don't care. You got this Antifa judge, this order is closed. They're not going to have a sale because they don't want good guys to buy it. And so they're just not paying the bills, and they're just not paying the rent starting today. And so the landlord could throw us out at any time, turn the lights out, and, of course, I'll comply with that. So I'm just sitting here right now in a no-man's land. The Alex Jones Network's built, ready to go, and we want Infowars.com. There'll be a new news site we announced, all the rest of it, and satellites to the same stations, everything else. And it's been a long, incredible fight. And we're suing them. They've been caught in a lot of process violations, civil rights violations. And so we just continue on. But that's where we are. And it's just insane. Absolutely crazy. that all of this is going on. And, of course, it was a criminal investigation of what was done with us by the Anti-Weaponization Task Force by Ed Martin, and that was killed by the Democrat Party operative, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, which is just all part of the continued Trump sliding from his mandate and his mission into oblivion. There's still a lot of good going on, but quickly Trump is moving away from his main mission. And on the current trajectory, he'll be Barack Obama in a few months if he continues this slide in policy, turning into a globalist Democrat. So we're pretty horrified around here. I don't know about you. But, I mean, do you expect me to get up here and say, oh, yeah, that's great. It's your fault, France. It's your fault, Germany. It's your fault, Saudi Arabia. It's your fault, third world countries that need the fertilizer, and Australia that already has fuel running out, and all over the world, the jet airlines are saying within a few weeks they'll have to cancel most flights because lack of jet fuel. And what do you think that, and Taiwan can't make chips because they can't get the liquid natural gas? That's going to hurt us bad. I mean, this is crazy. All because Netanyahu did what he wanted to do and drug us into this, and they lied to Trump and said the regime will fall in a few days and the opposition will overthrow them. Remember Trump said that? That was the plan, and it didn't work. And remember what the founder and head of Blackwater said, a right-wing hawk. He said, I can't believe Trump did this. It's not going to go well. The Pentagon told him that. And he said, but just please don't escalate the boots on the ground, because that'll be the next thing. And that's why we need a repudiation of boots on the ground, because they have the talking point. They're pushing it everywhere. Fox, you name it. You do not want a ground war in Iran. And notice he's now backing away from that. And that's why we're going to put pressure. We get told by neocons and these influencers that are paid off by the establishment, by Israel and others, that being loyal to Trump and loyal to MAGA and being a good American means supporting whatever the neocons want and ground war with the Iranians and that nightmare. No, that's not what we voted for. And they want us to sit down and shut up, or they'll attack you, they'll intimidate you, they'll call you a traitor like they did Joe Kent, and a coward when they're the cowards. Israel says they won't help us in a ground war, but they want us in a ground war. Because they want you to shut up. Because they don't want Trump to get pushback, because they want him bubble wrapped where they control him. So you bet your boots I've been all over Trump's ass and saying, you know, really hardcore things that are true. Because they know I've been loyal to Trump from the very start, even before he announced his candidacy. Roger Stone came in to recruit me, went over the stuff, Trump's background, what he promised Trump would do. I said, okay, let me see. So I was already lined up to support Trump a month before he announced. And you notice, boom, right away, he's on the show, all that, bam. We had the biggest show in the world at that time, still gigantic. Biggest English-speaking program, period. Not just political, period, in the world. Billions of views a quarter on YouTube alone. Hundreds of radio stations, top-rated. Number one on Shoutcast. Number one on every, number one on Apple iTunes. Number one, number one, number one, number one. And we backed Trump, and we went to the RNC, and a third of the people there, the hundreds of thousands, were wearing our shirts. And the left saw that and got horrified and said, oh, my God. And got declassified that the CIA and Obama said, get that guy. And they set up a major project against me with Hillary Clinton involved. And all I've gotten is pain and attacks and everything for backing Trump. And I would do it as long as he was fighting hard. Never asked for support. Never asked them to protect me. I got reached out to by the Justice Department saying, hey, part of our task force, we know they did this to you. It's been declassified. We're going after him. And so I see, you know, the neocon surrogates going, oh, Jones got paid, or Jones wants clicks. Got paid? I don't get paid for clicks. I don't get paid for what I say on air. I sell products, and if people think what I'm doing is a good job and they like the products, they buy them. And that's it. What I sell is completely separate from what I do on air. When I'm up here talking about stopping a nuclear war, and in a total ground war in World War IV, whatever you want to call it, Pentagon calls it that. I just use their proper name. Mark Levin makes a big joke out of it, hoping his audience is stupid. And I just go down the line and do what is right. And that's it. I was around before the word influencer existed. With my guests and my audience and our action, we created the modern anti-globalist template. We created the gantry, the launch pad, the runway for Trump and other populists around the world, and we're recognized by Bukele in El Salvador and by Bolsonaro in Brazil and by Nigel Farage in the UK and by Viktor Orban in Hungary as being the original that at a mass scale popularized this movement and freedom and energized the grassroots for everyone, not just here, but around the world to challenge the globalists. We spotlighted the UN. We spotlighted the World Economic Forum. We spotlighted Bill Gates. We hit the barbed wire first. We were the shock troops, my guests, my crew, this audience of activists. And I won't sell out that legacy of integrity for anybody. You can put a gun to my head, and I won't go against what's right. I won't move one centimeter from what I believe to be the absolute truth. Now, do I get things a little off sometimes? Do I get things wrong sometimes? You bet, and I tell you when I do. About a 98% accuracy rate. But in the general main, we've been dead on. And I am sick to my stomach and horrified at the change in Trump and just wounded and sad and upset because I have been so satisfied and so proud of what Trump's been through and what he's done and how far we came together. And it was a pleasure to stand with him and be persecuted right alongside him. And I still respect Trump for all that. And I still believe he is at heart a good man. But whether it's mental exhaustion or whatever it is or who's around him, he's making more and more big mistakes. I mean, Howard Lutnick should have been removed. When it turned out he was at Epstein Island repeatedly, lied about it, moved in next door to him, in business with him. All this stuff, he lied. He lied, and Trump defended it. And it goes on and on from there. And that's a big problem. People go, well, the Democrats are way worse. Yeah, we know that. But we can't start compromising and becoming them. And we do need to focus on them. And we do need to focus on the bad they're doing. And the left generally around the world. That's absolutely essential to do. We must do it. And I'm trying to wrap my mind around that and trying to stay focused on what they're doing. But the Trump admin just continues to force me to focus on them like 30-odd-6 shot Charlie Kirk September 10th last year. Anybody that's ever shot high-powered rifles into animals, and they're just like humans, or anybody that shot humans knows, you don't shoot a 308 Magnum, is basically what a 30-odd-6 is, into a man's neck and it doesn't come right out the back. I don't care if it hits a spinal cord, any of it. Impossible. If you're shooting straight on. Now, if you're shooting straight down, yeah. Because it's not going through the neck, it's going down through it. Through the head, through the neck. And I said, we'll see if they produce the bullet. And the ATF says it's not 30-odd-6. Well, what is it then? And boy, as soon as we covered that yesterday, we got flooded by bots and influencers. How dare you be for Tyler Robinson? He's the murderer. How dare you side with the trans killer? I'm not doing that. I think Robinson was involved and thinks he killed him. Was up there as a drugged out patsy. Had all these people saying, Charlie be dead tomorrow. And Cash Patel killed the investigations into Trannyville there in that town. And killed the foreign involvement. And I reported it back in September 1st that that happened in the cabinet meeting. Confirmed months later and then by Joe Kent later. So there's an FBI cover-up, and it's not the same bullet. It's not a 30-odd-6. No crap. Ladies and gentlemen, a .22 short would have a good chance going through somebody's neck at that range. A .22 long rifle, 99% chance to go through. A .22 Magnum is going through. That is a little piddly round. .223, right through. Even smaller stuff. 30-odd-6, it's so high velocity and so strong, even if it hit the soft bones, it would not even have that big an exit wound, even though they normally do, but you'd have to hit some real meat and bone to do that. Anybody that's done hunting knows this is horse crap. I have blown hogs' heads basically off with the equivalent of 30-06. I've only shot a few things 30-06. I don't like it as much as a 300 Win Mag. My favorite. Laser beam. I mean, I've shot mountain goats and stuff between the eyes, 800 yards, with 300 Win Mag. Bolt action. Just devastating. And the whole back of the head blows off. And it's just a little bit more powerful than a 30-06. Sorry, I'm starting to literally salivate over the 300 Win Mag. Everybody's got the rounds they love. I've been shooting 300 Win Mag since I was a kid, and I've shot it all, 338 Lapua, the Creedmoor. I've shot it all, 300 Win Mag. All right, I'm going to stop salivating over that. We got J.P. Sears coming in here. We have got masses of news. We have France approval of a record number of asylum seekers, despite their country being a cesspit, 80% reduction in terrorism, Islamics and all these military-aged men, Africans running around raping and killing everybody. They have approved 2025. The numbers are now out. The record number of immigrants and making them legal, and now they're going to increase it. Just watching France commit suicide, it's all the same globalist plot, all the same globalist program. It's incredible. Trump's also strongly considering pulling out of NATO. I think that's a great idea. But he's pissed because Spain said, get out of our military bases. Don't fly weapons operations out of here. We believe your war is illegal. And by the way, get out of our airspace. But Spain's supporting the war against Russia, that's even more illegal. So it's a communist leader over there. It's all pure crap. And then, of course, you've got South Dakota, the husband of Noam, publishing on some fetish website, him with giant fake boobs dressed like a woman. I mean, you got Lindsey Graham with Princess Bubble Wands, following children around at Disney World. You cannot make this stuff up. I mean, just look at him, though. Why would you want to... He's some high-powered executive insurance company magnate, and in his off time, he dresses up like a woman. He'd make a good public school teacher, I guess, dressed like that. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hour number two straight ahead. We'll get into all this and more. And there's new photos of Lindsey Graham with the Princess Wand. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy. In order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Do people know that there are people like us out there? Do they know? Because you go around X and you just think nobody's got any idea what's going on. Everybody's learning this all of a sudden. Nobody knew that there was an elite pedophile ring that was operated out of Israel and Jeffrey Epstein was a part of. Like, nobody knew this stuff. Everybody's just figuring this out. And it's like, where have you been the last 5 years? I've been talking about it. We have been ahead of the curve on everything. We still are years ahead of the curve on everything else. The information war is accelerating, so if there was any justice in this world, we'd be multi-billionaires, right? But apparently it doesn't matter if you're right, doesn't matter if you're proven right over and over, doesn't matter if you're taking on the biggest, most powerful forces that the society's ever seen and winning. Our society is set up by the evil forces, and we are constantly at a disadvantage. We're constantly trying to fight against impossible odds, but do it with one hand tied behind our back. And all that we ask is that you support us. All that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get yourself a fantastic product. You don't even have to there's no sacrifice required here. We are going to win. We are continuing to win. We are continuing to set the standard when it comes to this type of coverage. We are continuing to tell the truth in a way and to a degree and at a volume. Nobody else can tell the truth. Nobody else matches us. Nobody else reaches the amount and the quality of people that we reach. We'll continue to do it. But if you support us, if you contribute to this mission, which again, it's not even a sacrifice. We're not even asking you to give us anything. We're literally asking you to buy a great product that's like at a lower price. You can get it at the store. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy to support us. It's like ridiculous. Which again is another thing that sets us apart. What we sell you is tangible, is physical. You can actually feel the effects. And the products that we offer are just best-selling products that sell out at your local grocery. Only we have the better quality at lower prices. You're going to get it anyway. So again, thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th. 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I decode? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
Favorite talk show host and comedians and fellow Austinite, J.P. Sears, is here. My wife's also been is a huge fan, buys all your merch, wears your stuff constantly, so I'm reminded of you almost every day. AwakenWithJP.com. J.P. Sears is a comedian, author, and YouTuber known for his unapologetic stand for freedom and his satirical take on politics, fitness, and health. His unique approach to comedy encourages his audience to question social norms while embracing personal growth and laughter and authenticity. As a speaker and a creator, he continues to inspire millions to find hope and freedom in everyday absurdities. Now, I know, I've been following you for a decade, that, you know, you've always had kind of like a libertarian, free, you know, free market, open guy, classical liberal, you know, in many ways, like Thomas Jefferson style, correct me if I'm wrong. And then despite a lot of heat and stuff, you know, over the years started supporting, you know, Trump, because at a lot of levels he was more of a revolutionary. But going up, in my view, about 6 months into this new administration, he began to change course when they kicked Musk out. And now, oh no, we're keeping the glyphosate, liability protection. No, we're going to war, but it's not a war. So many things he's doing, Ludnick lying about Epstein, and they're defending that and saying Mark Levin is MAGA. Tune into him. This is what I stand for. We need boots on the ground, Levin says. America's gonna be ready to die. And then having his surrogates, we know that's White House run, because I had him threaten me basically, hey, you need to watch out or else, come out and demonize those of us and do all this. Well, that's not intimidating us. And so I held back really going after Trump. I've been critical of him until the last month or so, but he's changed course so badly now. Before he was somewhat off course, now he's radically off course, and I'm really, really concerned, and I wanted to get your take, you're a smart guy, on what you think's happened, what we should do. Obviously, we want to support the Democrats with all their censorship and transgender with the kids, and they want total war with Russia. So I'm really in a quandary here, and it's really a paradox for me. I mean, here's just an example. While you were coming in during the break, I just ran down to get a glass of ice water, and we have Fox News on in the break room, and there's Fox News saying what we already know, unprecedented missile strikes, probably the biggest ever. Every time I'm watching, though they censor everybody else and arrest them in Israel and the UAE and everywhere else when they show the missiles hitting, they arrested over 1,000 people in the UAE. Israel's arrested over 500, I was reading, for showing it, but they let Fox show it, and you'll see, oh, those got shot. Oh, that one came in. Boom, mushroom cloud. And they were just reporting, yeah, unprecedented attacks, a bunch of missiles are getting through. We'll play the clip in a moment. This is literally 5 minutes ago, right before he came on. We got it paused in there. And then I see Trump and Hegseth, oh, they're destroyed. They don't have any military. Nothing's happening. But by the way, we'll be totally obliterated, and we'll never stop until unconditional surrender, give us Strait of Hormuz. Now, Trump, I'm leaving the Strait to you, and it's up to everybody else. It's your fault. You go get it. When meanwhile, it's destroying the world economy. I mean, this is just changing stories every 5 minutes, lying constantly, or maybe his mind's gone, no responsibility. I mean, what the, am I wrong, J.P. Sears?
No, I don't think so. And I think it's obvious for those of us who supported Trump and his candidacy, something has changed and it's not us. And I think what we're seeing now is some people are loyal to Trump at all costs. Some people are loyal to truth at all costs. And I think we have to keep our eye on, we have to be loyal to truth. That's above any single human being. Yes, Trump has been a powerful person. What he represents, what he's driving for, there's just been a change. Now, we can fall for the Orwellian stuff where they essentially tell us, don't trust your senses. Don't trust what your eyes and ears are seeing, telling you what you're hearing. But if you're aligned with truth as a principle rather than being loyal to a person, you have to say, like, there's some weird stuff going on. And I think we have to call balls and strikes as we see him. When Trump does good stuff, awesome. We're gonna say that. He's done a lot of good stuff.
And we're happy to. We want to. We want him to be good.
Yes, we definitely do. And when he's doing stuff, Epstein file cover-ups, fighting a war, very seemingly on behalf of Israel, we have to look at that and call it as we see it. And really, it sucks. But what sucks even more than that is glazing our eyes over and doing this 1984 thing. Like, what we see happening, that's not happening. But man, something big changed.
Well, you are J.P. Sears because you quantified it in 30 seconds when I tried to do it in 5 babbling minutes, literally. We didn't change. Trump changed. We didn't betray him. He betrayed us. It's getting worse. The only hope we have, because we need him in the last 2.5 years he has to continue some of the good reforms he was doing, we're trying to save this, is I think what's what you're saying. And the last straw for me, and I've already been increasingly critical, but the last straw was Joe Kent, 11-time combat vet, wife getting blown up over there, wasn't ever even anti-Israel, was pro-Israel. And then they call him a traitor, a coward, a scumbag, when he's just reporting what the Pentagon's own report to Trump 5 days before was, 90% chance they don't fall, they block the Strait of Hormuz, don't do it. You had Eric Prince saying don't do it. And then they single Ken out as he's the lone kook, he's the traitor, he's the leader of a white supremacist coup, was the talking point by Alan Dershowitz and the rest of the neocons. That is outrageous, to have a bunch of chicken hawks calling a real badass war hero a coward, a piece of filth. When I saw that with the Kent thing, I said, that's it, the gloves are off.
But you are a smart, principled person if you believe exactly what Lindsey Graham believes. I agree. Joe Kent was, I think the camel's back was broke before him, but Joe Kent, what he's come out and said, I mean, having the chart.
That was the icing on the cake.
Icing on the cake for sure. So.
Well, exactly. You just quantified it. In fact, I meant to say this. Pull up Lindsey Graham following little kids, little girls around, looking at their asses, just like, Biden. And he has a fairy bubble wand, reportedly spent 2.5 days during a government shutdown at Disney World by himself, wandering around looking like a psychotic. I mean, you have a warmongering guy, basically Trump's brain on war, who is following kids around with a Disney wand. Who has no wife, no kids. People are like, well, he must be with his grandkids. He doesn't have grandkids. It's well known that he's blackmailed. Okay, folks. It's one thing if he's gay, that's fine. No, dude. Nobody at 70 follows little girls around for 3 days with a princess wand.
Yeah, this isn't Lindsey Graham being at Disney World when he's 9. I mean, he's present day, 70 years old. By the way, how homophobic is that guy? To repress his own alleged homosexuality, so I think maybe he needs to be called out for
being. Well, I think it's a little bit more than homosexuality. I mean, have you seen the looks on his faces while he's wandering around looking at kids?
And for this guy to be so out of touch, telling his constituents in South Carolina, we're going to send your sons and daughters to go fight in this Iran war. And then you watch a clip of him getting booed off the stage for 6 minutes straight. I mean, there is a very huge gap between what he represents and, you know, he's now representing the mainstream conservative narrative and what we the people see. It's just a Grand Canyon size gap.
And let's be clear. The polls are out. 80% of Americans across the board don't want boots on the ground. All the members of Congress were saying don't do it. And now the mainstream is boots on the ground. It's not the mainstream. It's a bunch of crazy neocons that want this, and so it's literally Trump betraying us, and then they expect us to line up and do what Mark Levin says and Lady Graham?
Yeah. all on behalf of Israel, the Zionists, via their proxies of our elected representatives. It's really serious when you think about it. There's legitimate treasonous stuff going on. There's foreign infiltration in our government. Like I'm telling you, but very appalling. It should be very unnerving.
Yeah, we should all be really freaked out. Like Joe Kent, he said, it was a pleasure to serve the administration. I don't want to do this, but I have to draw attention, change course now. And instead they said he's the leader of a neo-Nazi movement when the guy's like basically a libertarian. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, their reaction to Joe Kent almost affirms Joe Kent's telling the truth. There's the predictable sort of, we're going to smear his character.
Bongino called him a horrible, degenerate coward. And Bongino, okay, you're a New York cop, Secret Service. You're nothing compared to this guy. I know people in Delta Force, they say this guy was like a soldier. Yeah. Like super tier one, super brave, whole nine yards, 6 Bronze Stars. He's just, his wife got killed over there too. Called him a coward.
Yeah.
That is like, it'd be like if I said Mike Tyson's a pussy and I don't even know how to box. I mean, it's insulting.
And the character assassination that they're trying to do on Joe Kent, I don't think it's working, but it's part of the predictable patterns of a PSYOP. You've got a censorship complex and part of that is done through character assassination. You try to shut down speech. You've got a consistent narrative. All PSYOPs do. And we've got the consistent, you know, Israel's our greatest ally. We're doing it, cause we need to. God wants us to, but we're not doing it just for Israel. It's just absolutely nuts. And then you've got, of course, the tribalism component where Trump is telling people you're not MAGA. Lindsey Graham is MAGA, but if you're not with Lindsey, you're not MAGA.
The Never Trumper.
It's literally them saying, we're doing a PSYOP. Here's all the components of it. We think you're too dumb to see the obvious 3 predictable components of a PSYOP. Our consistent narrative that doesn't match reality. We've got censorship and then tribalism.
Well, I know what's going on from all the sources there. It wasn't Kent I got it from. Two others in the cabinet meeting when I first broke that. Cash Patel comes in 6 days after, I guess, September 16th last year. And he's yelling at Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, others, the vice presidents there. Trump comes in for part of it. And he says, you're not supposed to be involved in intelligence when it was set up for that. And I don't want you involved, and got the White House to agree to shut them out of looking at foreign involvement. And then now that's all been confirmed. It's just incredible. And now we know that Trump's got globalists and they're advising him that want to destroy the MAGA movement. They're saying they're protecting him, but they want to destroy and splinter the movement. So when they turn the propaganda organs, not just the neocons, but Fox News loose on Trump's real loyal supporters trying to get him to correct course, that's designed to make it self-destruct, and Trump is not sophisticated enough to understand it.
You know, and I don't want to get us too off course, Alex, but I'm
go wherever you want. We got 2 hours.
Curious for your opinion. What would you speculate happened to Trump? Do you think it's a matter of the people in his ears are feeding him bad information and he's, you know, earnest about it, but just believing bad information? Or do you think, you know, blackmail? Or do you think he's been part of a kind of secret society this whole time because something changed?
Well, you could say he's a lame duck now. He doesn't have to run for office. So now he's sold out to the establishment. But definitely they didn't like him before. Definitely they were scared. He definitely was operating on his own before. He's pretty much always been a lone wolf. He doesn't want to go get compromised in an Epstein-type thing. He didn't go get pissed on by Russian hookers. Trump's all about being in charge himself. I think it's a combination of 79, not sleeping, being a workaholic, being burnout, and then being bubble-wrapped. I learned very early on that it's whoever can talk to him and whoever he likes. So he liked me and listened to me. And it became a big news article. It's like the main job of the new White House chief of staff, keeping Trump away from Alex Jones and InfoWars. And it was just because I would tell him, hey, you know, Fiona Hill is an operative in your office. You know, she is on the Soros board. He fires her. Just like you see a reporter now, because they let the press in. That's powerful. Say, hey, you know, this is going on. He checks it and says, I'm going to take action, and does. So it's that immediacy. So Charlie Kirk was absolutely Trump's favorite. He was anti-Iran war. That's confirmed by text messages and public statements. Despite what Bongino says, and Kit confirms that, you know, he saw him there in the Oval Office. He says, please stop Trump, you know, back in June. Let's not go to full war. Kirk called me and said, keep it up. Let's stop this war. It'll derail everything. And So that's a whole nother piece of evidence that now Israel is the main, suspect in killing him because of the motive, the background, all of it. And because we now know that, and because we now have the head of the ADL and all these other Israeli operatives saying, we use the pagers to kill people that disagree with us. We need to do that in America. Have you seen that clip?
No.
He says we need to use the same tactics that we use on Hamas against Americans that disagree with us, including exploding pagers. People say, well, he means that as an analogy. No, he says it.
That's not a very good analogy.
Guys, pull it up. Greenblatt says use the same tactics we use on Hamas against Americans. So you add all that with Levin saying 3 months ago to Tucker, you think with your little podcast you got power? We'll take you out. I mean, they're, you know, very veiled, thinly veiled. So now people said day one Israel did it. I said, we don't know that, but we learned there was a cover up. Now they admit that the 30-odd-6 did not shoot him. The ATF, not his lawyers, the ATF did their job and said it was not a 30-odd-6 round. They haven't said what it is yet. But obviously a 30-odd-6 goes through your neck at 150 yards. So what do you make of that? I mean, the point is this is all unraveling in real time.
Yeah, it really is. And I really appreciated Brett Weinstein maybe a couple weeks ago on Tucker's show coming out and just very level-headedly talking about, like, there's good reason to investigate Israel in this. And man, it is just fascinating how much control that country has over America. You just look at the AIPAC charts, all the funding of the politicians, how much they've funded Trump, which is immense. And
then they brag on Israeli TV they control us.
Yeah.
But then when we talk about it, we're traitors.
And anti-Semites.
Greenblatt in another clip says, anybody that says Israel got this war started needs to be deplatformed and maybe arrested.
Yeah. There's our silencing mechanism, ladies and gentlemen. That's not just censorship. That's taking away your freedom for not supporting the right thing.
You can't make it up. Again, strong claims need strong proof. Here is Greenblatt, like a month ago, saying in Israel's 8-front war, we need the same ingenuity that we use with exploding pagers. And you can say it's thinly veiled. It's not thinly veiled when you add everything else that's happening. Here it is.
We've got to start doing things differently. And the same goes here in Israel. This means that the problem won't be solved by yet another new Knesset task force. It won't be solved by the government just throwing money at the problem. It won't be solved by the IDF spokesperson's unit issuing updated talking points or suddenly using TikTok. Like us in America, you need to adopt new strategies, to experiment with creative tactics, to study the results and scale what works. Maybe it's a whole new IDF unit, call it 8300, to lead this fight. But we need the kind of genius that manufactured Apollo gold pagers and infiltrated Hezbollah for over a decade to prepare for this battle. We need the kind of courage that executed Operation Deep Layer inside Syria and destroyed Iranian missile manufacturing capabilities to undertake this mission. This is the kind of ingenuity and inventiveness that have always been a hallmark of the State of Israel, that have always been a characteristic of the Jewish people. I know we can do it.
J.P. Sears, you can say it's thinly veiled as a threat, but you cannot deny, tell me if I'm wrong, he's talking about a coup against America, a military operation with Israeli intelligence in America, cut and dry right there.
Yeah, and then you also have them kind of tipping their hat of people who see that, call that out. They want to just throw them in prison. Alex, can you send that clip to the FBI? I think they should.
By the way, the crew found that one quickly. I didn't tell them beforehand. I should have. What's the clip? I'm thinking the exact same. I thought of the headline of that, so I did it. He also came out like last week, I think like on NBC News, and he said, anyone claiming Israel got this war started is terrible, and they've got to be dealt with as basically terrorists. And there was another, I mean, it's
complete tyranny at this point.
Israel struck, I confirm this, Trump had backed off because he'd gotten a bunch of generals, including the chairman, told him, don't do it, it's not going to work. He'd backed off one day before they were going to do it. And so Israel struck the day before to drag us in. And then when Rubio told the truth, Trump made him come out and say he was wrong. But then when Trump said, don't bomb their electrical stuff 2 weeks ago, Israel said, screw you, we're not stopping. So it's openly Israel running us. I mean, it's a fact, folks.
And I think Joe Kent's pointed out so well.
Well, this is another one you found. No, make your Joe Kent point. We'll go to this in a minute.
Yeah, I think Joe Kent pointing out we can't get out of this war unless we restrain Israel. Do we have the does Trump administration have the capability or the willingness to do that is a very fair question. But yeah, I don't think we get out of the war unless Israel is restrained or else we try to step out and they keep dragging us back in.
Remember the Jungle Book where the snake, it's Ka, is hypnotizing Mowgli to eat him and the eyes are spinning? Guys, pull up Ka the Snake, Jungle Book, hypnotizes Mowgli. It's like Mark Levin has done it because Trump on Truth Social all the time says, do what Mark Levin says. He's the one. He knows. Tune in tonight. This is what we must do. And it's like, we must have ground troops. We must be ready to die. It may take years. We've got to do it. And it's like, he's like hypnotizing us.
Yeah, it's not working on all of us. It's definitely working on some people. You know, a term so many people became familiar with during COVID is mass formation psychosis. We have that, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly have mass formation psychosis going in our country to support Israel at the expense of...
And this is actual footage right here of Trump meeting at the Oval Office last week with Mark Levin.
Yep, that's confirmed. Alex, I was on hand at the White House to take this with myself. That's done with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Pretty good resolution.
Old Mark Levin. He's very agile, too. Yeah.
Boy, he's a scholar of our time. I love his Twitter. You're just watching him call people Nazis and anti-Semites. Very nuanced conversation.
I was actually blessed this morning to wake up that he attacked me quite a few times yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. By the way, if you ever wake up and Mark Levin's like retweeting you and like, hey, Alex,
it's time to commit suicide.
You need to worry about something. Yeah. What'd you do wrong?
It's time to jump out of an airplane without a parachute.
Probably. Yeah.
Here's my deal. I don't have some existential hate of Jews or Israel or any of this. A lot of Jews don't like this. I hate that. You know, I've been the guy that try not to go here. But now the nightmare's here. I mean, Israel's literally running our country right now. A weird, crazy faction in Israel that's been convicted of crimes.
Yeah, very much so. Also, I saw just recently, I'm not sure how long it's been out, and you see everything. You probably saw the IDF soldier testifying to, he was giving a stand down order on October 7th.
Yes.
It's like that's the government we're dealing with. And to suggest that the government of a major country in the world is corrupt, that is not far-fetched. That's going to be accurate most of the time, if not 100% of the time.
Exactly.
Including our own. And for this to be written off as, well, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm actually anti-evil. And I'm anti-falling for lies, hypocrisy, and deception.
You know what? Since you mentioned that, let's go to break and come back with J.P. Sears and play this clip. But again, Flynn, General Flynn talks to all these generals. He knows them well. They're all pissed off and say Netanyahu ordered to stand down. And then Netanyahu says, yeah, we'll investigate after the war's over. It's never going to end. Greater Israel goes on forever.
Yeah.
And now notice Israel's been saying, his deputies have been saying, after Iran, Turkey, because they're bad. Turkey's even more powerful than Iran.
Yeah. And it might as well get Australia too, but yeah, line them up. We got the...
Turkey has the biggest army in Europe.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Other than the Russians, you count Russians as European. No, it's the biggest standing army.
No kidding.
Yeah, the biggest, the most conventional helicopters, jets, tanks, troops.
So Netanyahu...
Dude, it's the Ottoman Empire, man. They're not playing around.
He's saying we got to get them next.
Yeah, the former prime minister and then Netanyahu's deputy are saying... Clearly, the war doesn't end with Iran. Now it's Turkey.
It's almost like the guy wants war.
Almost like the one of Greater Israel.
Almost. Almost.
But notice Israel says they won't help us in a ground war in Iran.
Yeah. It's beautiful ally.
We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CNOS, Methylene Blue Tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CNOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
JP Sears is here. We're simpatico on all this, and the dam is broken. Everybody's done. I've got all these friends, all these family that are hardcore conservatives, patriots. They are horrified by what's happening with Trump. They're very sad about it. Hopefully there's some way for Trump to extricate himself, but I see him, you know, when they asked 2 days ago, what do you think of Tulsi Gabbard? He goes, ah, she's okay. When you do that, she's gone, I predict. I mean, this is a purge. He's decided to go with the neocons. They were all against him before, but now that they kiss his ass and tell him he's great, I've confirmed he wants to hear nothing negative. He wants nothing but yes men. And so we're in big trouble. And we have to admit that, Trump's like a melting down nuclear reactor, okay? And that's where it is. I mean, in fact, I didn't play this clip earlier. Do you guys still have Fox paused? Because I know you didn't grab the clip. I know sometimes when it's paused, it jumps ahead. Do you still have that ready from the start of the hour? Okay, listen to this, JP. Here's Fox, again, reporting that the biggest bombardment yet, a bunch of the missiles are getting through, and I can play the clips. I played them yesterday, and I have new ones today. They're gone. They have no military. They can't. They don't have a BB gun. You know, Trump's like, what are you going to do with the Strait? You got a BB gun to close it? Then another video, he says, oh, they can close it with shoulder-fired missiles, so we're out. So he says the truth one moment, and in the same press conference, but they can close it whenever they want. Oh, they don't even have a BB gun. They can't close it, but they can close it, so we're out. And I'm just like, dude, in the same statement?
Yeah, and within the premise of the reason we're going to war with them is because they have nuclear capabilities or they're close. So, like, that's also more than a BB gun as well. Just not to forget that, as long as
we're exactly. They may have secret nukes, but they don't even have a BB gun.
Right.
So Trump didn't, what do you think? You asked me what you think's going on. I think it's cognitive exhaustion. His ankles are swollen. That means heart failure. What do you think's happening?
And do you know who Chase Hughes is?
Yeah.
I have so much respect for that guy's work. If you haven't watched Chase Hughes, check him out. You find him on YouTube, but he is a mind expert. He used to be with the military. He can tell you all about PSYOPs, and he will tell you anybody can be brainwashed. So you mentioned the bubble around Trump with the neocons. Being a little bit charitable here, I think he's brainwashed by the people around him and folks like yourself, Alex, who might have an alternative theory, or folks like Joe Kent. They're cut out of the equation. So I like to think at heart Trump is a good guy. I mean, you look at what he's been through, and no ordinary human with a small closed heart the guy has shown so much heart. So I think he's just been, I'd like to think he's just been co-opted by evil forces who have, excuse me, brainwashed him, and therefore his actions follow the stuff they've programmed his brain with.
Well, there's a reason I don't like to do nighttime shows. They're the most entertaining, but even when I'm not drinking, and I'm going to go 6 months now without drinking, probably, conquered that. But routinely, if I'm doing a late night show and I've been up since 5 a.m., I tune into the show later and I go, I don't agree with what I just said, and I don't agree with that. And even though I'm being sarcastic, it comes off wrong. And I'm like, at 52, I still have this energy. I'll still go, 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 but the end product is not as good as me at noon. And you can just see it. I confirm he sleeps like 2 hours a night at 79. So I think he's basically in a haze. Like I went on Tim Pool and I got up at 3 a.m., couldn't sleep, worked really hard all day, thought, let me have a couple double vodkas right before I go on. Hadn't had anything to drink. Normally I can drink 4 shots of vodka and I even feel it. I basically went to sleep on Tim's show a month ago. And I watched it later. I said, wait, I had like 4 shots over like 30 minutes, or an hour. That would normally not even feel that. But because I was so exhausted, one eye closed, that's what happens, and I just was exhausted, and I was just on air, totally unconscious because of exhaustion. And I think that's what you see with Trump.
Yeah, and you mentioned Trump's, he's 79. I'm almost 45. Past few days, I'm a little underrested, dealing with some kind of vintage, lab-borne virus, probably a little bit of a cough. So being like a little bit less than my baseline, my brain, it is noticeably underperforming the past couple days. And I'm 45. Trump is 79, and by the way, my workload is 1/1000th of what Trump's is, with far less consequences.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. Look, that's total unconscious exhaustion.
Yeah, so if you have a a mind, a brain that's older, it's gotta be fatigued. It's just easier to get inside that brain.
I was talking to the Hodge twins when they were in Vegas a few years ago during the campaign, and it's 125. Everyone's passing out. He's in a blue suit in the sun. 3 hours won't stop. Like, I couldn't do that when I was 20. So he is incredible, but come on, folks.
Yeah, you know, nobody's Superman. Nobody is just immortal. So I don't know that Trump has the humbleness. I like that he doesn't. I personally think his sort of arrogance and a little bit of narcissism is very entertaining. But the guy is a human. We have to realize that.
Well, you talk about experts. Trump is a high-functioning Asperger's, just like Elon Musk. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And so he can't stop.
Yeah. I'd like to get me some nice autism. I think it'd be good for my work. Asperger's, maybe some autism.
It's definitely a gift if you're high functioning.
Yeah, I'm going to get the next vaccine, hoping to get just inflicted.
Well, that's another thing. He said 5 of the COVID shots.
That's right. That's right. We kind of forget that he does COVID vaccines. That's interesting. Maybe he's addicted. We don't know.
Addicted to blood clots. Since I mentioned it, here's the Fox News clip. Just to give you an example. Because remember, I can play the clips if you want. You've all heard it. They don't have BB guns. They're done. No. Biggest attacks yet. And now because Israel's out of interceptors and because they've blown up 2 of the main radars that are $500 million apiece, they can't direct it as well with the satellites and the radar. These aren't normal radars that spin every second. This is a directed radar that keeps it in live time with the satellite. Satellite targets at one pinpoint, radar this, the missiles tie into that. That's why suddenly the missiles are going through. We're told they're out of missiles. They're not out of missiles. Here's the clip.
Who's live in Tel Aviv, Israel? Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Ben. Israel in general and Tel Aviv in particular have been under perhaps the most intense bombardment from Iran since the very early days of this war, as the Jewish nation begins the holiday of Passover. Throughout the day today, we have watched again and again as interceptors have been launched to try to take down incoming missiles over the skyline here. In some cases, they were successful in taking down those missiles, but some of the cluster munitions that we've talked about so much that break up into tiny bomblets, impacts that there have been on the ground here, and an 11-year-old girl, we understand, is tonight in critical condition. Meantime, the U.S. and Israel keep up their bombardment of targets in Tehran and across Iran, military and regime targets the focus once again.
So my point is, and I don't watch Fox a ton, but we have CNN, Fox on, we monitor, we got TVs all over the studio. I'm watching Fox yesterday 2 or 3 times because I was up here in the morning and late at night, and it's like, we're here, it's live. That one made it in, boom, and then you never hear about it again. So Fox has got some weird deal where they're allowed to show, but everybody else gets arrested.
Yeah.
But what about that?
Yeah, I almost think some of our news stations have some Israeli influence on them as well.
Think so?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, almost like... Alex, you're going to need to sit down for this. You already are. I think the news helps control the narrative. And who wants to control the narrative in this seems to be Israel. Now, I know that's a lot to take in. That's probably shocking.
And
you can disprove me. I'm probably wrong. But God, just stating the obvious.
Well, that's my question. They've arrested 500 people, they say, in Israel, over 1,000 in the UAE, a bunch of others, that just, hey, look, this apartment building's on fire. So why is Fox allowed to show it, but I guess they limit it? Because everybody else is not allowed to. Why does Fox have the express license to show that hits are getting through, but nobody else does? That's why it's weird. Like, if you show that as on your cell phone in Israel, you're arrested.
Yeah.
But if Fox shows it, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that makes sense to me is to control the narrative, you got to keep it believable. So, you know, we're going to show you some strikes in Israel. A little something's happening. Look, Fox News, they're a little more trustworthy here. They've got
the Iranians deserve it. See, because they're hitting Israel.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But then Trump comes out and says nothing's getting through. They're obliterated.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Fox, record level missiles hitting. Okay. Well, what am I supposed to? The biggest one was. They gave us a gift of, you know, 10 ships, blah, blah. Iran announced 3 weeks ago they're going to let Pakistani, Chinese, Indian, all these ships through. They're not giving us that. Oh, they're letting those ships through that bought it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a lie.
Yeah.
And then I posted an article about it showing them. They go, you traitor, you Qatari agent. I'm like, no, I'm an agent of truth. I can't sit here and lie to my viewers.
Yeah. The Qatari agent's fun. And,
have you gotten one of those checks yet? I sure haven't.
No. You know, I've been accused online of getting rich off Jew hate. And I find that funny because I don't hate Jews, nor have I gotten rich from it. But apparently it's a very easy route to get very wealthy is hating Jews, not supporting the government of Israel is the definition of Jew hate.
The convicted criminal Netanyahu. If you don't support him, you're anti-Jew.
Correct. Who's currently on trial for corruption, looks insanely guilty to me. Someone in his government gave a stand down order on October 7th at 5:20 a.m.
By the way, since he mentioned it, we have that Israeli soldier being ordered the stand down. Flynn confirmed he talked to the generals and said it happened. Just show some B-roll of that. It's in Hebrew. We're not going to play it, but just show that. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. So, JP, let me ask you this question. Where do you see this going? Because, you know, they say, oh, Tucker's a Nazi. Joe Kent's a Nazi. Everybody's a Nazi that is not for this and all these lies. But then Tucker goes over when he's in Israel and releases it last week, the BB files, where he has every former intelligence chief and a whole bunch of generals saying this is insane and bad for Israel and the world and agreeing. So it's not one monolith over there. Are they all secretly Nazis too and part of a neo-Nazi coup?
Yeah, apparently everybody is. But wait, you know, where I see it going, I couldn't even tell you in a geopolitical realm. I am just not smart enough to have good predictions for that. But what I can say is things have ramped up against us citizens. And I think what COVID taught us is we get really strong when we stay principled to truth, when we don't bend down and say, you know, well, okay, let's go along with it because look, there's infighting in the conservative party. We let's just not call it out because we're going to get the Democrats elected. I think right now we are going through strength training. We thought we went through strength training with COVID and we did. We the people got way stronger. And I think we're going through that now. So at a 50,000 foot view from above perspective, I see we the people getting way stronger, way more awake as we go out to the other side of this. And whatever that looks like externally, I haven't got the slightest clue.
I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. In fact, I was going to start the show this morning. Oh, JP's coming in. What I want to say, the Iran war is the new COVID, yeah, which we know came out documents. They set Trump up. We're not defending him. It's the truth. They already had it ready for years. Operation Lockstep, Bill Gates. They bring it out to kill the recovery. He buys into it, kind of backs out of it. Democrats make it 10 times worse once Biden gets in 2021. And now this war is the new COVID to shut down the recovery.
Yeah.
But you're seeing a larger thing. The gaslighting, the attempt to break us is going to backfire. And I think you're right.
Yeah. And what we're learning, I think we should have already learned this, but we need to really learn it again. We can't elect our way out of this. You know,
no one's coming to save you.
Right. Going up to the 2024 election, the biggest thing I said is my fear is that people will have so much faith in Trump that they'll get weak and they'll get lazy believing he's the solution to our problem.
The problem's handled.
Yeah. But, you know, here we're learning. If you thought that was true, you shouldn't have thought that was true. But if you did, you're learning that's just not true. We can't elect our way out of this. I think it's on us, the individual selves in the body of humanity, us as individuals. We have to become stronger people in mind and in body and
talk about that. I mean, it means noncompliance, but also building an alternative, not submitting to tyranny. There's so many ways to do it.
Yeah. You control the narrative through your thinking, using your brain. You can't not do that. So you have to have a strong mind. You have to be responsible for yourself and your family. That's easy to say. It's harder to do, but we have to work towards that. So we have to control our destinies as individuals. Cause remember,
that's right. Each family should be an autonomous, independent fortress that then works with other groups that have similar views as a cellular group connecting to others.
Correct. Like if we're all, you know, if your community, let's say that's the liver, cool, you're all liver cells. What you do as a cell, it, that matters, but also integrated into your community. But trying to elect our way out of this, that's like if you have a disease and you start screaming for external help. No, that's not really going to work that way. Your cells have to get right. We are the cells in the body of humanity. We have to get right, and that starts with ourselves because, again, this is really proving we can't elect our way out of this. You know, whether the Democrats win or, you know, J.D. Vance wins, cool. We
all- The left knows this. You have to think global, act local. It's all about grassroots.
It really is. And hopefully, like, next elections, the guy we want to win, hopefully that happens. That's probably a help, but we can't elect our way out of this.
And at the same time, people can't expect instant gratification because as negative as Trump going sideways is, we got a lot of gains. People are more awake than ever. So we can't just give up because we want an instant gratification. But realize this is the fighting, you know, good versus evil. This is all a personal thing that collectively connects together, but it just continues on. This is the animating struggle of liberty.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, the temptation for distraction, it's never been higher. You know, pay attention to what's going on in Iran all over the place. And yeah, like, let's monitor that.
Meanwhile, they're passing internet ID.
Absolutely. And people are paying less attention to their lives, their children. But if you want to be powerful, raise children with really, really good values. Put time in with your children. Contribute to a better society around you.
Teach them they have agency. They have a will. They have a destiny.
Absolutely.
It's like a superhero thing, but it's for real.
And that's where our real power is. But the problem with that is it's not like egoically gratifying. You don't get dopamine hits. Nobody comes along and says, dude, look how powerful that American is. He's spending time with his children, raising great
children. It's not instant, but it's so much better long term.
100%. The things that tend to give us instant gratification are almost always bad for us. And the things that are really good for us long term almost never offer instant gratification. Like, you know, I saw your gym, you go work out. That sucks. It hurts. You're filled with lactic acid. You can barely breathe. But a month down the road, let alone 2 years down the road, you are a stronger human. There's no real instant gratification of working out. But sit back, fill your mouth full of sugar. There's some instant gratification in that. Feels good. But long term, you're just in a deeper metabolic hole. You're a weaker person.
Yeah, the thing I haven't conquered yet is if I just took off 7-8 days and didn't look, I looked at politics like an hour a day, not 18, and I felt so good. So it is good for fighters to also take a break sometimes, because for me, it's just like analyzing stuff constantly. It's just crazy. But that's kind of the extreme end of it. Other people don't analyze anything. Yeah. That's an even worse position.
Two opposite ends of the polarity right there. I think we need.
How do you find balance to like not go too far?
Yeah, to me, the biggest trick of finding balance is to notice when I'm out of balance. When I notice like, holy hell, I'm just checking Twitter. My brain feels soggy. So here's how I do it. When I'm investigating something, I'll ask myself the question, am I using this for my work? Is it going to help me awaken more people? Is it going to awaken me to a better degree where I can be more effective? If so, I'll invest time in this. But if not, if I'm just curious, if I'm just looking for dopamine hits, then I'll hopefully catch myself, and I do a pretty decent job, and say, I don't need to invest my time in that right now. Let me pay attention to what's going on in my three-dimensional.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a huge porn guy, but I've certainly looked at it plenty since I was a kid growing up. You know, it was Playboy magazines, whatever. But I've learned to almost never even look at anything that pops up, and I kind of go, all of a sudden, what am I doing? I'm like, you know, because it's robbing me of all this other stuff I can do. It's not satisfying. It's like eating cotton candy gives you a headache. It tastes good while you're eating it, but an hour later, you have a horrible headache.
Yeah. And you know, here's just a little litmus test that helps you tell if you're falling for distractions. You know, because we see the global events and what's happening in the Trump administration, and it's so stressful. But if you don't realize, hey, I have a ratio of about 90% blessings in my life to 10% like gnarly stuff going on, you're probably missing the boat. If you think, well, the world's coming to an end and everything sucks, look around you. If you're in America, you probably are swimming in at least 90%.
Well, that's my next question. How do we, because I can't help but watching Trump go sideways, spending all my time on that. I am being diverted, too, from other stuff. How do we... I need to cover more positive stuff, I think. And I do it some, but we really should have that debate. Because when we're up here giving advice, folks, remember, we're telling you from a position of trying to be better as well.
Yeah.
We're not like, I mean, you know, I'm being completely honest about stuff. Like, gosh, I've almost quit watching porn. You know, I'm just being completely honest here. Because, again, it's emptiness. We have to go with what is fulfilling long term.
Yeah. And I think human connection, I mean, it sounds just sort of trite and cliche to say, but human connection is one of the things that fulfills us, contributing to the betterment in the lives of our family, our friends, our community. That fulfills us, knowing what our purpose is and then taking action on that. That fulfills us, but an endless sea of filling your brain 24/7 with what's going on externally. Eventually you cross a point where like this isn't beneficial anymore.
And you're wandering around as a warmongering ring wraith with a princess wand at Disney World stalking children.
That's 100% what will happen.
You don't want to end up there. I want to come back and talk about that. And I want to open the phones up for Israelis. I said that idea. I want to hear from Israelis. Maybe you agree with the war, disagree. Only calls from Israel or American Israelis living here. We're not going to censor you. We want to hear what you have to say. We'll treat you with respect. I'll give you the toll-free number when we come back. I'll do it right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Or if you can't call toll-free internationally, do 512-646-1776. We'll come back with J.P. Sears and more. But briefly, I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother. It looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens coming up. All right, he just took a full dose of ultramethylene blue at the AlexJonesStore.com. We got big sales going right now. The new Faraday bag is selling out. Got to tell you, I'm not BSing. Some of the best designs. I'm jealous of the designs, the best t-shirts. How do people get your t-shirts?
Oh, well, I actually discontinued the t-shirts, just wanting to simplify.
Why the hell would you? I didn't even know that. Why would you do that? My wife loves them.
I know. Your wife was keeping me in business for the longest time. But you can check out my website anyway, awakewithjp.com.
Incredible supplements, too.
It's got link. I'm proud to have a lot of good sponsors.
People
got to
support you. We'll talk about it more coming up. Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they don't care. They come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, oh, they're all nervous. Everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, when he's on TV, like, he'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, you know, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
Right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. What a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist. They are the fascists. Black Lives Matter is a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on blacks, killing blacks, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity. And particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts. Okay? Don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Okay? Understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Israelis calling in. We want to hear from you. I agree with all the former Israeli intelligence chiefs. This is terrible for the whole world and Israel. Israel used to be very popular, now the most unpopular in Gallup polls. But JP, seriously, you're a smart guy. So I want you to riff here without me interrupting, which I'm really good at because you stir me up because I agree with you totally. Where do you see this going? What happens to MAGA? What do you think is going to happen to Trump? What comes out of this? I think you already said it earlier. It's all about us individually promoting liberty, staying loyal to the truth, and I got to tell you, I didn't think I was holding back, and I didn't feel guilty that I was being too nice to Trump because I was very critical. But I want to do it from a position of a friend of Trump because we had more influence doing that before. Now it doesn't work. Now he's gone the opposite direction, so now I'm brought out the stick here. But I do feel really good now, the best I've felt in years, just calling Trump out constantly because, quite frankly, he deserves it. Shoveling shit at us.
Yeah. I think short term we're going to have some pain. You know, I think you could call it overly simplified, the infighting within the conservative movement, the pro-America America first versus, you know, Israel first crowd. That's causing division, yet there's a purification process where people are either aligning themselves more and more to truth or more and more towards the person. And with that, I would predict the short-term pain is we're going to see Democrats take control. I think that's not necessarily a great direction. But I think what emerges from this is, you know, we put up with less stuff. If we can just relentlessly call out the truth in 4 to 6 years, maybe 8 years, we're going to be stronger because of it. So, you know, I think
you're right. Long game's key.
Long game is key. And a huge criticism we've had of the Democrats is you look at how mindlessly loyal they were to Biden as the guy's literally dying in front of them, not able to function and just blinders. No, he's not cognitively.
Notice he's not been seen in 6 months. The last time he popped up, he couldn't even talk.
Yeah. So if we did that, if conservatives did that just with our guy, we are just as bad. We need to be better than that. So
I totally agree. I am so proud of populist, common sense, conservatives, whatever you call it, that we've not been like Democrats. We've been moral.
Yep. Not loyal to a party, but loyal to a principle of truth. It takes a lot of strength and courage to do that because you will go through short-term pain, but long-term should be stronger because of it.
I totally agree. My view is check each candidate, local, state, federal, vote for whoever's best. 9 times out of 10, that's a Republican. A lot of people are saying, oh, just don't vote Republican, punish them. No, the neocons want that to happen. They want to regain the party that way. I think people should just check each candidate and vote on each individual. I wouldn't punish other Republican candidates that are good because of Trump.
Yeah, and I think that that's always been good advice. Don't vote, don't be loyal to a party. Be loyal to your own conscience and your own free thinking. What makes sense to you, this candidate, irrespective of the letter behind their name. You know, I'm way more aligned conservatively than I am with, the Democrats. But hey, there's some Republicans I would never vote for.
Lindsey Graham.
You're not going to catch me voting for Lindsey Graham. I'll tell you that.
Or Thune, that's been killing the SAVE Act.
I don't know too much about him.
Well, it's just he sits up there and nobody counters him. No, the Republican Senate has been killing basic voter ID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's voter ID. You need an ID to go pick up your movie tickets that you reserved, but you don't need an ID to vote. Yeah, that's a problem, too.
It's just incredible. I want to take some calls from these Israelis, but we've still got about 50 minutes left here. What are some of the other topics you want to get into?
Man, that's a good question. I'll tell you, I'll sound a little bit like a broken record, but the past 6 months, really, since apparently Trump has changed, the Epstein file incongruencies, it's really got me doubled down in my resolve to believe that, you know, we as men and women in America, we need to make ourselves stronger. We need to really focus on our families, raising good children, eating good food, fueling our brain appropriately, taking care of ourselves.
Because that's the area we can control.
That, yeah. You talk to anybody in a challenging situation, whether it's, you know, a guy going through Navy SEAL training or you're just, you know, doing something hard, focus on what you can control. When you're focusing on what you can't control, like Navy SEALs, you know, what they can't control is what the cadre throw at them next. They're going to quit. You're going to quit, but focus on the variables that you can control.
That's what Sean Johnson told me. He said, cause he also was in the Navy SEAL trainer later. He said the people that prepare for it, want to know about the course and freak out about it, even though they're in better shape, they're the ones that fail. The guys that just walk in, they're the ones that make it.
Yeah, in the serenity prayer, it's all about that. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't control, the courage to control the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I mean, that's a prayer for a reason. It is very powerful. Hard to be perfect with it. I'm far from it. But as a guiding light, I think it's brilliant. Control what we can and surrender to what we can. Not as a complacent rollover sheep, but just realize when something's out of my control, let me focus my life force on controlling what I can in a productive way. So taking personal responsibility, I think is something I know I need to up level in, and I think so many other people do. And the easiest way to up level what you're personally responsible for is control what you can and just know the difference between that and what you can.
And I'm going to say this now, I've been meaning to make this announcement. I've thought about this for months. Now that Trump looks like he's uninfluenceable, because in the past we're getting back on track, I'll still mention bad stuff he's doing, but that's like a bulldozer without a driver or a runaway train. I am going to focus on the globalists, what they're trying to sneak through, the internet IDs, the controls. I'm going to focus on them because that's where we have an effect stopping them and trying to get good people elected. I'll still cover some of Trump, but I'm not going to get caught in this thing at a subconscious level, like he had to fix it all, and now he went sideways, so I'm going to obsess on him and have tantrums. I'll still cover it, but I'm forcing myself, because this is a betrayal, so it's hard to emotionally not do it, to then focus on what the Democrats are doing and other leftists, because they're still the main threat, and then our main weapon against them is now faltering and falling apart. If we can't fix it, we just abandon it, but we don't cry over it, we just move on.
Yeah, and one of the things I can control, I'll just mention this, is forgiving myself for being fooled. You know, Trump's no new wars. Trump's we're going to, you know, Epstein justice. We're going to root out the deep state. I believe that. I believed him. And that's nobody's fault but myself. So, yeah, I think there's like so many of us feel personally betrayed, but to me, it's empowering.
I get mad at myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was overall did what he said before. So it's still on him.
Right, right. You know, his, call it lies, that's on him. But holding a grudge, that's drinking poison, expecting someone else to die, that doesn't work for us. But realizing, hey, my hand's raised, I got fooled. That part's my fault. I allowed myself to get fooled. The lies he's told, yeah, that's on him.
And Democrats run victory laps on that. We're not like you that stays in a cult.
Yeah. The Democrats, I love them. I love them. By the way, Alex, this has me kind of like feeling like Kristi Noem's husband. There's just something in the air that makes me want to put on fake boobs and send pictures of myself to you.
Exactly. Well,
are you picking up that vibe too? Just admit, you don't have to, you can admit it.
They say the Pentagon in 2003 had developed a spray to spray on the Iraqis to make them all have gay sex. guys, type it, Pentagon developed gay bomb, BBC, you name it, I'm not joking. And I guess the atrazine and stuff hasn't worked on me yet. But getting serious, let's show some of the B-roll before we go to these calls. South Dakotans react to Daily Mail article on Byron Noem, the big insurance magnate, and show the video of him wearing giant fake breasts, like the trainee teachers that attack our kids, and posting it to a woman's fetish forum. What did he think was going to happen? And the word was, I heard it was a sexual scandal, was the reason she was pushed out. Now we know it's this. Definitely a lot of kink going on, including with Corey Lewandowski, I guess, with her and him. My issue is it's not kids he's targeting, so whatever, but what is up? I have zero desire to put on giant fake breasts and post photos of myself to some women's fetish site. Again, he's a rich, powerful guy. This is like a subconscious will to destroy yourself. Very bizarre. But again, I have no desire to go to Disney World for 3 days as a 70-year-old man and wander around looking at little kids with a princess wand. What is wrong with these people?
Dude, that's the first question I ask. Like, what the hell is going on in the minds of people in positions of power that causes these degenerate sexual tendencies? I don't know. And quite frankly, I'm grateful I don't have the answer. I'd probably be too screwed up in the mind if I just knew. But at least that I'm going to give Mr. Noem a little prop here. At least he has enough mental capacity to not be proud of it. He kind of tried to hide it, whereas the, you know, liberals would have been proudly posting in front of their classroom wearing the prosthetic. You know, people in the Biden administration were just doing that and stealing suitcases. So at least he knew, I should probably not be proud of this. At least.
Who was the trainee in Canada that would go into the kids' elementary?
Oh, with the giant.
Yeah, the giant boobs. I mean, and look at this. Like, look, what is the, I guess he gets a thrill. He's a big masculine guy debasing himself like this. Like, what is the thrill here? Because, I mean, I just don't get it. Like, for me, straight up sex is like a ribeye steak. It never gets old.
Yeah.
I don't know the thrill of giant fake boobs and dressing like a woman. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't totally get it either. I would guess he probably at some level has an addiction to the emotion of shame. I would imagine.
I agree, but he should be a school teacher like this person. He just said he was a school teacher. It's all fine. Sorry, go ahead. Why are the Democrats celebrating him right now?
Yeah, they should be. I mean, he's brave. He's brave. He's being his true self by saying, God made a mistake. I should have boobs. But yeah, I would guess he's addicted to shame. I mean, when people do self-sabotaging behaviors or behaviors that they want to hide, a lot of times the addiction isn't the behavior. It's the emotion that comes up from the behavior, which is shame. Like, I'm wrong for doing this, but I need to do it so I can feel wrong.
It's a thrill.
It's a thrill, and it replicates usually some sort of unresolved childhood trauma, whatever that might be. I don't know if
my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's like sunset looks amazing. Ribeye's delicious.
Jack
Daniels.
And you have,
my point, I just, it's immediate. It's like there's a reason for this.
Yeah. And you have a man's chest, and for some reason you're okay with that.
Yeah. I can't even imagine this. This is like.
And so I'm curious your thought, because Kristi Noem, she does the PR. Holy cow, I had no idea. Do you think there's any amount of truth?
No, I've heard Kristi Noem, which, you know, I admire. She's got a zest for life. I've heard she's quite the whirlwind. So I think there's, who knows what's going on? I think this is Bangtown. I think this is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, D.C.'s got a reputation. Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy town.
Yeah.
And so, but the point is, Lindsey Graham stuff doesn't come out, though. All the other stuff, because she did her job, I think. That's why this came out. I'm not defending her insane husband, the insurance executive running around with giant fake boobs. I mean, it's just totally bizarre.
Yeah, and of course, it's very, in the public eye, very shameful on her and her career. Not that she necessarily has anything to do with it, but yeah.
She just said he's Caitlyn Jenner and celebrating.
Yeah, this is my wife. Yeah. Gosh. But yeah.
Look, she's a good looking woman. Like, what does she think? I mean, I'm sure maybe she likes him more. Why would he send to a woman's forum? Hey, look, I do, like, do women like that?
Yeah, and there has
to be. I never run into women that like men dressed up like women. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I haven't either. And
I have run into women saying slap me around. I refuse to do it. That's very common.
Yeah.
Like choke me, slap me around. I won't do that. You know, but.
And I'm sure he's intellectually a smart guy with his insurance industry stuff. So he would have to know, hey, putting this on the forum, of course it's going to come out. So
it was like a form of suicide.
I wonder if it's like a passive aggressive thing, like, Christy, I know how to get you, but I'll pretend like I'm not doing it.
Oh, so she's mad that Corey's doing the pound town.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying it looks that way to me. I don't want to get sued.
Well, it's just your speculation.
It's speculation from an uneducated comedian.
Speaking of speculation, we'll go to the calls from Israelis. I appreciate holding. This has now come out. Steve Baker says, to all those who've criticized and attacked me, that's the Big Blaze reporter, these last 5 months, I forgive you. I do not forgive Dan Bongino, FBI Director Patel, and I demand Patel's dismissal immediately. Lots more to come. It's now breaking. Former Capitol Police Officer Shawnee Kirchhoff failed a November FBI polygraph test when asked if she placed pipe bombs on January 5th, 2021 at court filing states. So there you have it. I'm not saying she's guilty, but the autistic guy they've charged, no evidence. Now we know he was a DoorDash or deliverer, and so the GPS they have was him delivering food. They've confirmed it was food deliveries. But they got an autistic black guy now, and here you go.
Interesting.
Even though Kyle Serafin was staked out the house next to her on the investigation of the pipe bomb after this.
Interesting.
Small world.
It's a very small world.
I'm sure she's completely innocent.
Most people are. You know, and when you look at all the people that have been deposed on Epstein, 100% of them are innocent as well, which it's weird because we would expect when we're, you know, the police are interrogating a suspect, you would think the guilty ones would just say, yes, I did it. But unless that happens, I guess everybody is innocent, Alex.
It's incredible. All right. I appreciate Sean, Van, Don, David, and Sam holding. We're taking the calls that came in from Israelis, dual citizens, you name it. And let's go ahead and go to Don in Tennessee. You're on the air with J.P. Sears, Israeli dual citizen. Go ahead, Don in Tennessee.
Yeah, Alex, I'm surprised that you didn't ask all these degenerate questions to Blair White, that transgender man, when he was on, you know, before. But this is Dominatrix of the Matrix at Queen of the Juicy on X. And on
Trump's birthday. I understood nothing you just said, but go ahead. Are you even a dual citizen?
On Trump's birthday, June 14th, during the military parade, the Fox News said that the Israelis would have the most powerful military in the world in the future, and they're never going to have to depend on anybody ever again. Now, this was during Trump's birthday celebration and the military parade. And also, Trump just recently said that He's the most pro-gay president we ever had, because he has even used their national anthem, the YMCA song, as his, you know.
Okay, so I'm asking you your view of the war, and here it is. Trump brags about LGBTQ, PS, QX, 9-4-3-X-2-1, support use of gay national anthem during Fox News interview. But so what does that have to do with Israel's war?
What it has to do with it is that they announced on Fox during the military parade on Trump's birthday for everyone to see that Israel is never going to have to depend on anybody ever again for anything.
All right, thanks. So you say you're a dual citizen. Is that really true?
I look just like statues and paintings of famous fucking Jews.
All right, I'm going to let you go. This crazy person. See, I'm trying to get serious calls here, lady, okay? Let's go to David in New York. This is Israeli dual citizenship. Go ahead, David.
How's it going, Alex? So My take is, I think Beebe kind of did a little pump fake with the AI stuff, and I think that benefited information war long term.
You think Beebe put out fake videos that were clearly AI to then troll everybody thinking he was dead?
Exactly, and I think more stuff like that can happen in the future. But to be honest, from my perspective as a dual citizen, I think it's going to benefit. All of this is going to benefit Israel. I think at the end of the day, the U.S. as a hegemon is over, and Israel is going to fully take over at the end of the day. And I mean, I'm going to move there. I usually split my time back and forth. I have a lot of family over there. But you just have to go where the power lies. And at the end of the day, I think Trump made his choice. I mean, you see the Greater Israel project in process. You see what they're going to do with Gaza. I mean, it's horrible that everyone died, but it's going to.
You're saying seeing what they're going to do. I think you're saying you're a Zionist, but you're not.
I mean, I am, but I'm not. I'm more of a practical thinker, and I see the horrible things that are happening all over the world. But it's just, you have to go where the power lies. And I think, Alex, you have a decision to make whether or not you align that way or not. I mean, Trump has made his decision. He made his decision.
This is another fake caller. I love on any other subject, we get real callers on them. But if I say Israel folks call in, sometimes they call in other people call in and representing them. And they're just being sarcastic.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. I don't sociopathically look at something and say who's going to win and I join with the power. I would have already joined the global fit at that. I'm doing what's right. And by the way, we're going to win. Humanity's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, like, if that was the game, like, just go with whoever has the power. Like, think of 1939 Germany. Like, I don't like what the Nazis are doing, but screw it. Let's be a Nazi. So, yeah, I think a more principled stance makes sense.
Yeah, let's see if we get any other real calls. Sam in Israel, you're on the air. Hopefully this is actually somebody real. Go ahead, Sam.
Alex, how are you?
Go ahead. I'm good. Fine.
I'm a longtime listener, a real Israeli American. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I've been a contributor to your show from way back. Maybe you remember me. You know me. I served in both the IDF and the U.S. Army, so I'm genuine. I'm not trying to BS anyone here. I'm actually calling from Haifa.
So give us your view on this.
Well, you know what? I support Trump. I'm very happy with the job he did. I know you guys aren't happy. It's not popular for you. You're stressed out. If he wants it to end, you know what? I'm in support of it ending. And I don't want it to be a forever war because I served in the U.S. Army and I really was ticked off with both the Iraqi war and the Afghanistan, mess. And, so I understand why you guys are all, down on Trump because of the promises he made. And it seems like he broke promises to you guys. But I am in full support of what he did in overthrowing the
happens if he says it's over tomorrow and then the Iranians still keep the strait closed? You know what that does to the economy?
Well, you know, Trump is very wily, you know, he's unpredictable, and he even says it, I intend to be unpredictable, and we'll see, he's gotten the Europeans to get involved, to open up the straits behind the scenes. I'm sure the Europeans are talking to the Iranians to try to get things resolved, and that was his intention, to get them involved. And so I don't think the Straits of Hormuz are going to stay closed much longer. But ground troops shouldn't be used. I'm not in support of having mass casualties. Dead American troops are totally going to ruin this for Trump, and I don't think.
For me, that was the real line, not just Joe Kent. The troops on the ground and the talking point, that's insane.
No, it's a bluff. I mean, it's a card he's playing. It's a joker. He won't use them, and he knows it's going to backfire on him if he's going to get a lot of dead American troops. On the news, and the same thing goes for what we're experiencing here. You know, I'm constantly under missile.
Hold on, stand there. I'll give a comment from you, and then JP Sears. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon. AI surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexshowstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Few more calls from real Israelis versus clowns calling in to attack Jews posing as them. Not very fair thing to do. Again, I don't say this because I get less heat. I say it because I have integrity and I do not hate Jews or any other group of people. I hate powerful political groups manipulating and controlling us, whether it's the Chinese, the EU trying to censor us, or Israel and Netanyahu. And look at this. Trump threatened to stop weapons for Ukraine unless Europe joined Hormuz coalition. So again, at one level, I love Trump throwing our weight around and not being run by the globalists. But at another level, when he goes with bad policy, then I'm like, oh, I wanted him to take back U.S. control. But then if he does bad stuff with it, it's like, careful what you wish for, J.P. Sears.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, you know, I've never been a big supporter of just endlessly supplying Ukraine with weapons and money. So for him to withdraw that, it's kind of like, okay, we're on board. But what he's doing that for is leverage in the Iran war. It's just weird. It's weird. It makes me feel transgender.
Well, bottom line, you can't fight two front wars.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
And again, we got accused of being Russian agents for being against that war.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't hate Ukrainians because I don't want to be part of this war that NATO stirred up.
Yeah, you know, being pro-war, I mean, that's a big thing to ask somebody to be every time there's potential for war. So I think that at heart of a good, healthy human psychology is someone who wants peace. And it would take very drastic measures to make war make sense. And that's not never. That happens. But it's not every time a warmonger, military industrial politician says, we need to fund this, we need to invade that. It's like,
Well, the temptation is we're still the global superpower. But you lose that status by overplaying your hand. And all the experts agree, and I don't just trust them. I do my own research. I agree. How do empires die? They go start a war that's not popular, and Europe's trying to bring back the draft. They've raised the age of, you know, when you can join the military for conscription later. The Pentagon's been promoting a draft. That would cause a revolution.
Very much.
So again, you can't do this ground war because it's not going to work. like, don't put square pegs in round holes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this is insane.
Unless Ben Shapiro wants to enlist, because rumor has it, as enlistment age of the U.S. military goes from 32 to now 42, Ben Shapiro and some others being very pro-war, now they can enlist.
Well, that's my beef, and I want to ask the Jewish folks calling in this, too. I'm going to ask this fellow right now, Sam, finishing up. My beef is this. The ADL saying we're anti-Semitic if we don't want the war, or that Israel pushed us into it. He's being honest. No, we think it's good, and we hope it ends soon. You know, unlimited, defang them. You know, I get that perspective. But it's regime change. See, it's the camel's nose of the hemp flap here. You know, it's getting sucked into this black hole. But then to have all the talking points that we're Nazis and Joe Kent's a Nazi and we're cowards and we're scum and we're filth and a lot of people that aren't sophisticated go, well, screw you then, I love Hitler.
Yeah.
Which you read, you know, real history. No, we don't love Hitler. It's not like you're pro-Israel, whatever it does, or you're pro-Hitler. The Israel lobby has teed this up, isn't thinking multiple steps ahead. And that is my major problem with all this. What do you make of that, Sam? I mean, where are the Jewish voices? And there are actually a lot of them. They call them self-hating Jews. You know, some of them are like extremely pro-Islam and actually hate Jews, but the majority of them are actually smart, saying, let's not do this. You look down the path here, like all the former intelligence chiefs saying this could really go wrong quickly, like the Pentagon did, but Trump still did it. Do you think Joe Kent and myself deserve to be called leaders of a neo-Nazi coup for thinking this is a bad idea? I mean, maybe you turn out to be right, Sam. Maybe it deals with Iran. Maybe there is regime change. I hope you're right. But I'm saying, am I a Nazi for what I say on air? Did you agree with that statement?
No, I think it's just the Jews of America being very reactionary. I grew up as an American Jew. I'm a dual citizen. I was born in Israel. I'm in Haifa. I went through the rocket barrages. There's an Iron Dome missile system right out my window. I hear it firing every night. An intercept is an interceptor right outside my window. And so I'm being honest with you. I would never call you a Nazi. I've been kind of riding you, if you're following me. I've been riding you. I've been kind of insulting you. I've been down on you over the past several months or so because we're not aligned exactly on our perspectives, but I would never call you a Nazi, and I would never take that tack or route.
Well, here's my point. Here's my point, and it's almost an insult, but it's not. Yeah. I'm not obsessed with Jews, and I'm sick of Jews being at the center of my life and the Middle East being the center of my life. I it's not like I'm even against you. I'm just sick of it constantly being about you. Do you understand that?
I understand that fully. Look, that's why I left. I live according to my convictions. I was born here. I feel, you know, I have a loyalty to the United States. I grew up there. I still love America, but I feel my loyalty is more to this country. Can you understand that?
No, I respect that. You're being honest about it. Here's my deal. I don't dislike football, but growing up around the Dallas Cowboys, oh, I got sick of it. Like UT, I get sick of it. I like, why is this football culture taking over? Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, why do I have to know? Why am I constantly, and then I've got all these Jew haters that make up all this other stuff. They're horrible. And it's just like, why am I in this?
Yeah. No, you're stuck in the middle. You're stuck because you're the general, right, of the InfoWar, the alternative media and the people. And, you know, I've been a fan of yours and I've been a contributor to your show for many, many years from way back, even from YouTube. But listen, maybe you remember me. Maybe you know who I am.
What's your name? What's your full name?
Sam from Israel. That's my
Yeah, you've called it a lot. I've seen you. Yeah, we have banned out video. Anybody that says there can be on there. Yeah. No, I want to hear everybody. I appreciate your call. You want to comment, JP Sears?
Yeah, Sam,
I should check you out, by the way, at awakenwithjp.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sam, this is JP. One, thanks for calling and sharing your honest perspectives. Could you give us,
He's gone now, sorry.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
I apologize.
I'm just speaking to Sam's spirit.
Yes.
At an astral.
What would you have asked him?
Well, I would just be curious.
Call back, Sam, because we have the lines are open for you. Go ahead.
I would be curious, his take on Netanyahu's leadership. Good, bad.
Yeah, the October 7th stand down.
Yeah, you know.
Call back in, Sam.
The guy's not, from my perspective, not a clean politician. My understanding is in Israel, according to some polls, only 40% of Israelis trust Netanyahu. So, you know, one thing, Sam's all for the war. Cool. I get that. But I'd be curious, his take on Netanyahu personally as the leader.
And AIPAC involving all our business. I don't like any foreign government. But again, don't you get Jew fatigue?
Yeah.
Like it's just Jew from every side. The Jews, the anti-Jews, like,
You know,
and then meanwhile, I'm supposed to, if I'm against Israel, whoever wants, I'm pro-Islam. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's like, why is this weird Middle Eastern battle my life? Why is this supposedly my destiny?
Yeah. You know, in a lot of my videos recently where I speak out on the Israeli corruption, sometimes I'll even make a point and literally say, I am not talking about Jewish people. I am not talking about Israeli citizens. I am talking about Netanyahu and the Israeli government. Then you look at the comments. Why are you saying you hate Jews? So the Jew fatigue, I'm literally.
And also, because I follow your stuff. I watch you almost every day. They also counter you. Oh, you're covered up for the Jews. It is the Jews. You get both.
It's like, oh, I'm not talking about them, but being accused of talking about them. There comes the fatigue. Like, yeah, I'm not focusing on them, but the world's telling me I am.
But because Israel's drug us into a potential New World War, we have to get pissed.
100%. We're trying to live our lives here. We're America first. I want great things for the rest of the world. Don't get me wrong. I do have care, but I don't have like the majority of my care for somewhere on the other side of the world because we have problems right
here. Israel's also running a gamble, which is why all their former intelligence teams are against it, where Israel gets surrounded and they got nukes, then they go to nuclear war.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
So all the people saying, let's get rid of Israel, you can't even do that, dumbass.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just crazy. And whatever it is about going after Israel, you see the other side will also tell fabulous lies.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the other side's really bad, too, so it's a paradox. It's like...
Yeah. Lies all around us. I did a tweet a week or so ago. Communists to the left of me, Zionists to the right of me, here I am stuck in the middle of you, with you. It's all around us.
I am just completely and totally sick of it. But it's going to get worse where it gets better.
Damn it, I agree with that.
Did you see that creepy clip last week of Netanyahu with Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador from Israel, the Israeli ambassador, where he's literally like, oh, don't kill me. No, you're not going to be killed. You're a good little minion.
No.
But here's the people I'm going to kill.
I didn't see that.
You haven't seen this super creepy clip?
No.
Man, it's like it was meant to make a joke about Netanyahu not dead, which, by the way, I said I believe Netanyahu's alive. Oh, you work for Netanyahu, you know, all this. And I thought back then, I said, some of these videos look AI. I think they're trolling us.
Yeah.
Like we later learned Obama said he was from Kenya in three speeches. He said his Harvard Review that he was the editor of, I'm from Kenya, I was born there. Then they put out a fake birth certificate in six layers on purpose so everybody could see it was fake to make that a huge debate when he was really from Hawaii and his dad was Frank Marshall Davis, the famous communist and pornographer, which is confirmed. So they do this on purpose. We know. Here, you ever see the clip? Here's the clip. We'll go back to calls. Here it is for JP Sears.
I wanted you to know the president asked me to come and make sure you were okay.
Yes, Mike. Yes, I'm alive.
I checked that, and I'm happy to see that. But he wanted to make sure because, you know, you guys get along too well.
I know, and we shake hands with five fingers in each hand. You know, but I have to tell you, I'm alive, but I have this card.
Oh.
And, yeah, don't read it. So it's a punch card.
Mm-hmm.
Today I erased two names on the punch cards, and you see how many more to go on this batch.
You know what the good news is? My name is not on the punch card.
Your name is on the list of the good guys.
Thank you.
And what the president and the U.S. forces are doing is incredible. We're very proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with them and getting rid of these lunatics. Would like to develop nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to every American city after wiping out Israel. They ain't going to do that. We're wiping them out.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
So that was the most servile thing. Not to be gross. I mean, he could have given him a rim job. It would have been less groveling.
My first thought is I feel like I'm watching gay porn and Mike Huckabee's the guy on his knees.
So you have the same feeling.
That's the feeling that came up in me. Yeah.
So he is the Israeli ambassador to America.
Yeah. Showing absolutely zero power and just disingenuous.
Oh, please don't kill me. Oh, thank God you're not going to kill me, Master. Oh, God.
Fake smiles, laughing at Netanyahu's stuff that's not funny.
Well, he talks about kill list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. We'll laugh at that like that wouldn't happen. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Mike Huckabee, if I'm being honest.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I want to now cover this. The Gemini rocket, they say, is loading up right now to go orbit the moon, Artemis. So they've got the Artemis project, the previous project of the moon was Apollo, and before that Gemini and all the rest of it. So we got the Artemis rocket going back. They saved the moon. We've been lied to so much. I know there's a secret program and a lot of technologies are advanced. I want to play a clip from Fox News claiming we're going back to the moon after 50 years. Why is it 50 years later? I want to get your take on it, but here's a clip.
Just about 4 hours away from the open of our launch window, we're really looking forward to making history today.
When you talk about, I mean, with this is pushing limits, pushing tech, you know, always advancing. In what ways is Artemis 2 doing that? What is it doing that hasn't been done before?
Well, first of all, we're sending humans farther into space than we ever have before. So we're testing the spacecraft. We're testing its limits. We're manually piloting it, and we're setting the path forward towards ultimately establishing a moon base. So there's quite a lot that's going on here. They're going to see the dark side of the moon with human eyes for the first time in human history. It's going to be very exciting for us.
Okay. What can you tell us about the planned launch? Is there any specific time we can lean into right now, or are we still monitoring weather?
We're still monitoring weather. We will be right up until the launch window. It's going to be between 6:24 and 8:24. It's about a two-hour window, and we're going to see when that countdown clock starts and the 10 minutes drops. So all eyes will be on that, and we're hoping for a successful launch this evening.
So, Bethany, does each of members of the crew have a different role to play? So, you know, you've got Reed as the sort of mission commander, but then Victor, Christina, and Jeremy each have specific roles, or are they all sort of doing helping each other out?
They absolutely do all have specific roles.
All right, let's stop here. So they're saying Artemis 2 goes the deepest into space any human's ever gone. But I looked at the trajectory. They claim it's basically the same as the Apollo mission. And Elon Musk, when he said for a Mars mission, he would need 10 times the spacecraft they had previously. So with as much lying as we've seen, J.P. Sears, what the hell do you make of this?
Well, what I see is, like, let's rally the goodwill of the nation, just like we did when, in my opinion, we pretended to land on the moon in the, what was it, 1969, when, you know, there was the, you know, Russia versus U.S. and we're going to stage the moon landing to rally the goodwill of the American people behind the current administration. It just feels like I'm watching that kind of thing. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't really feel convinced. Curious how you feel about it.
No, I don't believe any of it. I mean, I know that satellites are there. I know we can shoot a missile down a chimney. I know I can look at planets in my own telescope, see them orbiting, so I know we're around. People ask why that is. There's a big bang explosion, and if you're welding, you know, the arcs fall off. By the time they hit the ground, they're solid. They're little balls. So that all makes sense. I believe the Earth's round. I believe we orbit the sun. Mathematics is real. But clearly, what we were told about the Apollo missions is not true. And I knew guys that were leads on that, and they said, no, there was a whole other project. We can't get into it. So I think it's a cover for something else. They now admit that NASA's an intelligence agency the whole time. That was just declassified. You've got dozens of scientists. The head Air Force general over Black Ops in space disappeared 6 weeks ago.
That's interesting.
Now another one's disappeared. You have record with these bizarre fireballs coming in. Mystery of scientists dead or missing rises to 8. It's actually 12. Two more men tied to America's most coveted secrets join the list, disappearing or dead. You have former Congressman Matt Gaetz saying he met with the Army about space alien human breeding programs. Just sounds like, you know, disinfo to me. I'm not saying Matt Gaetz is that, but they're feeding it to him. And then we've got, you know, all this other crazy stuff happening. It just sounds like crazy town to me.
Yeah.
Distractions.
It very much sounds like, hey, American people, we want you to focus on this. What was it? A month or two ago, Trump said we're going to declassify alien files right at the, you know, the intensity of the Epstein stuff.
And then all these people go missing. They're over it.
We got them missing. Now we're kind of circling the moon for some reason. What Matt Gaetz said.
And they said we've never done it before. No, they did it before.
Allegedly. Yeah.
My point is you can verify they said they did it before.
Yeah.
So that's on record. Anybody can look that up. Did the astronauts fly over the dark side of the moon in Apollo? You can look it up. I think three or four of the missions they did.
It absolutely feels like a big distraction for me.
Why are they telling us verifiable lies? Is my point.
Don't know. I don't know. They think we're dumb.
Let's go back to Sam. You got a question for Sam. What was it in Israel?
Yeah, Sam, this is JP Sears. Hey, thank you, one, for sharing your honest perspectives with us. And I'm curious, how do you feel about Netanyahu himself and his leadership?
Well, listen, you know, I'm not a Machiavellian type of person. I'm not a kind of like a master manipulator. And, you know, it's not like I'm being openly in support of it, but I understand why we need a leader like him. Okay. We are under a lot of pressure from all over the world, and we need somebody who is manipulative like him, you know? So I kind of appreciate his kind of leadership, and, you know, people here don't like him for those same reasons that he's, you know, he's a bit of a, you know, a snake, but he's a loyal, patriotic snake for the Jewish people in Israel. And I hate to put it that way, but that's, I mean, look at Trump. Is Trump an honest dealer? He's a politician, but he's also a real estate mogul. He's a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. I like him. I like him for the fact.
Yeah, but Trump didn't. They used to say he was a liar. It was not true. He lies his ass off now. I don't like it.
Well, I understand, Alex, you know, but you yourself realize that, you know, you're kind of a salty person yourself. You know, it's not you're not like a you know, all about you know, a paragon of virtue. Nobody here is like a 19th century American that you know, I'm a Superman.
Well, let me quantify it. The Pentagon, yeah. I agree with their assessment, said that would not have regime change. It's a roll of the dice, and I don't like it. And, yeah, if you want to degrade Iran and push them back so they're not a threat, that's been done. Israel's knocked all their enemies out. So just stop with it. I appreciate the call. I'm going to take a few more calls here before you got to go. And then we got the Green Berets coming on about the Charlie Kirk thing and the magic bullet. Now confirmed, not 30-06. How bombshell is that? But your honest assessment, about an hour ago, you took ultramethylene blue. Our methylene blue, we believe, is one of the strongest out there. What do you think, JB Sears? Honest response.
Yeah, personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell
you, I like it.
bigly. I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, bam, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just ask you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. And I would love to tell you it's not true, but yeah, that's the truth. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. That's my experience, is that my medical doctor 7 years ago owns wellness clinics all over. He helped me out so much, helped me cut back my allergies and things. He said, hey, get any USP grade, means medical grade, iodine, get it off Amazon, it's great. So I got it, didn't feel it. My wife said she felt it some. We got different brands, never really felt it. We got this in like 8-9 months ago, and we're about to sponsor it. So I said, well, let me try it, because I'm not going to say it's good fun. And I was like, the first time I took it was way more than what you felt. I was like, whoa. And it was just incredible. Electricity in my hands, everything, like I was on speed or something. And, you know, it's not as strong now, but the long-term effects are really good. Stamina, libido, my libido. I got more libido than I was 18. It's crazy. So I'm going to give you two bottles of it. Come back in the next month. Promise. You said you would. And I want to see what your effect is long-term with this. You're already in great shape. When I first got on, though, I hurt myself 2 weeks in because my workouts were so savage.
Yeah. No, one, I appreciate the gift, and I'll give you my honest feedback after a month using it. And yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really.
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private labels, already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. 6 months later, I'm like, man, I'm getting pissed. Where is it? Because it was hot, Kennedy's promoting. They said, we got a place in Florida. They're a medical facility, but they're trying to get authorization. And they said, we got it. And then I'm like, oh, what's this? So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com. Now, I know you got to go, but I want to take two more calls. You need 5 more minutes with us?
Yep.
Perfect.
Do it.
Then we got the Green Berets coming on after that. But first, plug your show. Most people know who JP Sears is, or you see his viral videos, but you do a bunch of stuff. What are the different things you do? What are the things for people that don't know who you are?
Yeah, you know, I love making content. A lot of my content is in the form of comedy videos. I also do social commentary videos, political commentary videos. That YouTube channel is called JP Reacts. My comedy channel is Awaken with JP. So, if you'd like to follow me, wherever you like to watch stuff, whether that's Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, find me. I'm Awaken with JP on everything.
Well, to show how we didn't talk beforehand, because I was literally just calling up, I can share your number with other podcasts. You're like, oh, come on. I've been trying to get you on. Thanks for coming on. That's how it works. So come on. Can't come on. Now come on. But, you know, you pull back here. I didn't even know that you're not selling t-shirts anymore. I'm like, get his t-shirts. He has the best. And you're not selling anymore. That dude, you got to bring the t-shirts back.
I should. You know, we're in a time where
clothing is a hassle.
Yeah, clothing's probably not going out of style. But yeah, it is a hassle to sell. So first of the year, I just streamlined a lot of what we do. But with what's going on in the world, there's some fun t-shirts that we could definitely make.
All right, you heard it here first. The t-shirts are coming back.
Committed.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexshowstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You finally understand. Eric Clapton.
How many times?
Almost killed by the cover shot.
You, how many bridges I've got to cross? How many times?
All right, I'm sorry to bifurcate these last two calls. We only got like 5 minutes left with JP Sears before these Green Berets come on. So, Sean in Colorado and then Van in Arizona both are, say they're Israelis or is Jewish. Van in Arizona, you got about a minute and a half. Sorry to make you go quick, but go ahead.
No, Jewish over here. I converted to Christianity at a younger age after in my teenage years.
Okay, so what's your view on this? Give us your view.
My view is America needs to stop electing bad politicians that are not loyal to just to the United States. A lot of the politicians are related to both Israel, or they're loyal to Israel and the United States right now. There's a race going on in Arizona. For instance, there's this guy. His name is Jay Feely. He was an NFL kicker. Okay, he's got all the signs of it. Do you want the same thing going on that it's been going on, where these U.S. politicians support Israel and support?
No, I agree.
Israel,
you can't serve two masters. It's like having two wives. I know Islam says you can do it. I can't imagine how that works. Thanks for the call. Your comment on that.
Yeah, it's like if you're the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, you don't also play second string for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just absolutely a conflict of interest. No question about it.
Yeah, and I don't get down on the level of this stuff and hate people. I literally don't. I don't secretly wear Hitler underwear. I am just, Israel wouldn't want us running them. They wouldn't put up with that.
Yeah, it's, nobody wants foreign involvement. Yeah, it's looked at universally as a bad thing, just like we don't want viruses having involvement on how our health and physiology run. It's a foreign agent that we don't want running the show of our bodies.
Yeah, we can barely even run our country now. We don't need foreign powers. Sean in Colorado, Israeli on Good versus Bad Zionist. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to explain a little bit what I mean by good versus bad Zionism. I'm a Christian Zionist because I believe that, you know, the Jewish people have a right to that land. They have an everlasting covenant with God. That is their land. But also, we don't have to commit murder and genocide and support evil, right? We should oppose the Antichrist, oppose the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, and understand what are these fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan? Why are they called this? Well, there's this big lie, this misconception that all Ashkenazi Jews are the synagogue of Satan just because they come from Europe. And that's not true, that the Ashkenazi Jews have just as much right and are just as Jewish, you know, just as much right to the land as any Mizrahi Jew or any Sephardic Jew that's in Israel today. But as a Christian Zionist, we have every right to call out the criminals, and we should call out and advocate for the arrest of criminals like Netanyahu, and we would be blessing Israel technically if we did this, right? We'd be blessing America if we could arrest some criminals out here, Anthony Fauci, you name it, right? But to understand that there is an everlasting covenant with Israel and that the remnant will be saved midway through the tribulation,
And by the way, I agree with that. I agree with that biblically. But the whole Bible's about God judging Israel when it's got bad leaders. So whoever's in charge, we don't worship. If you understand the Bible, it's very clear.
Right. We're definitely not supposed to worship Trump either, and he needs to be saved. He's not a saved Christian yet. We need to be praying for him and what we could do better.
All right, love your call. We're out of time. Thank you so much. J.P. Sears, you are kicking ass. People can find everything you do on your website. People should visit that right now. And, again, all the different shows you do. Thank you so much for being here. Look forward to having you back, J.P. Sears. AwakenWithJP.com.
Alex, thank you for having me and you just being the warrior that you are. Appreciate you, brother.
Well, people ask why I hold on. I'll be destroyed if I don't keep firing. I have no choice. This is not courage. This is just survival.
Well, a lot of courage. I'm going to say it is.
All right, brother. We appreciate you. God bless you. All right, coming up, Nate Carnacchia and Gary Melton, both Green Berets, on The Case Is Solved. It's a cover-up. No doubt now. Kirk, there's a cover-up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
News today.
Do people know that there are people like us out there? Do they know? Because you go around X and you just think nobody's got any idea what's going on. Everybody's learning this all of a sudden. Nobody knew that there was an elite pedophile ring that was operated out of Israel and that Jeffrey Epstein was a part of. Like, nobody knew this stuff. Everybody's just figuring this out. And it's like, where have you been the last 5 years I've been talking about it? We have been ahead of the curve on everything. We still are years ahead of the curve on everything else. The information war is accelerating, so if there was any justice in this world, we'd be multi-billionaires, right? But apparently it doesn't matter if you're right, doesn't matter if you're proven right over and over, doesn't matter if you're taking on the biggest, most powerful forces that this society's ever seen and winning. Our society is set up by the evil forces, and we are constantly at a disadvantage. We're constantly trying to fight against impossible odds, but do it with one hand tied behind our back. And all that we ask is that you support us. All that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get yourself a fantastic product. You don't even have to sacrifice. There's no sacrifice required here. We are going to win. We are continuing to win. We are continuing to set the standard when it comes to this type of coverage. We are continuing to tell the truth in a way and to a degree and at a volume. Nobody else can tell the truth. Nobody else matches us. Nobody else reaches the amount and the quality of people that we reach. We'll continue to do it. But if you support us, if you contribute to this mission, again, it's not even a sacrifice. We're not even asking you to give us anything. We're literally asking you to buy a great product that's like at a lower price. You can get it at the store. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy to support us. It's like ridiculous, which again is another thing that sets us apart. What we sell you is tangible, is physical. You can actually feel the effects, and the products that we offer are just best-selling products that sell out at your local grocery. Only we have the better quality at lower prices. You're going to get it anyway. So again, thealexjonesstore.com.
this is in. Israel's the prime suspect in killing Kirk. I first broke that cabinet meeting with Joe Kent, Tulsi Gabbard, the vice president, the president, and others when they ordered a cover-up and screamed at Tulsi Gabbard, and the president agreed not to investigate foreign involvement. And we said, obviously a 30-odd six goes right to the neck at 150 yards. And if they can't match the bullet, there's a cover-up. And the media spun this everywhere that the defense claims it. No, the ATF says it's not a 30-odd six bullet. So I am disgusted by this. I am horrified by this. And I'm going to try to shut up as much as I can with Nate Cronacchio, who was on with us yesterday, and Gary Melton has been on before, and I'll have them back up soon, maybe this weekend or this Easter, but or next week, a two-hour show on this, because this is a big deal, okay? We have a cover-up. We have a cover-up of foreign involvement. You got disinformation agents spewing all sorts of stuff about Egyptian planes and Fort Huachuca. We now know, in my gut, it's never wrong to cover up the real evidence. Okay, but we know he wasn't shot with a 30-06. We knew it when we saw it. But now, to the credit of the ATF, they say it's not a 30-06 bullet. What is it? What is it? So Gary Melton, Paramount Tactical, Green Beret, huge record. I'm not going to get into it all the combat tours, Nate Cronacchio, all his tours, all the rest of it, Valhalla, VFT, Paramount Tactical on X, all of it. We'll put that on screen. But I just want to, since we already had Nate on yesterday, I'm going to go to Gary Melton first, just to give us his analysis for about 5 minutes. Then I'm going to go to Nate Cronacchio to see if they agree with me and where we go from here, because this is revolutionary stuff. We have the Israelis openly saying the head of the ADL used pagers on Americans, the same tactics. We have open threats going on. I'm getting threatened. We have, again, I'm not on the Israel beat, folks, but this is a power vacuum. They're trying to come into it. They're trying to get us into a ground war. Trump's now indicating he's not going to do that. That's good. This is insane. So, Gary Melton, give us your analysis of this, former Green Beret, and day one saying this is bullshit. Then we'll go to Nate Cronacchio with his take as this moves so quickly. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, Alex. And, Nate, how you doing, buddy? Yeah, so there's a lot of things that you said there that I definitely agree with you. And then there's some things that I'm going to push back on a little bit. And the first thing is I think that this Daily Mail headline is one of the biggest pieces of, I don't know. It's just malfeasance on its own. So, you know, basically what we have is we have a headline, and then we actually have what the article says, and then we have what the analysis actually states. And so what the Daily Mail headline says is that the bullet used to kill Charlie Kirk did not match the rifle allegedly used by the suspect. Then the first paragraph says, this may not match. And then we actually look at the ATF analysis, and what it says is actually it's inconclusive. The other part of this that nobody's talking about is we have a Fox News article right here. And this came out yesterday basically in response to the Daily Mail. And look, I think hopefully we agree, or to some extent, like the Daily Mail is a UK trash rag in my opinion. And I think they're reporting on this and the inaccuracies behind it, and the clickbait headline I think really covers that. But the Fox News article says the defense has been provided with an ATF summary report, which indicates the ATF was unable to identify the bullet recovered at the autopsy to the rifle allegedly. The other thing that it says right here is that that's not being covered. The testing did positively confirm that the spent shell casing found at the scene matched the suspected murder weapon. So, you know, that's kind of where that's at. And, you know, that's where we're at with this. So I don't think that nothing has changed in my opinion. Me and Nate knew back going all the way back to September, that we had a fragmented round that was being reported. Candace Owens reported it, two times, one on September 25th and another time in December, right after she talked to Erica Kirk. So, look, my take on this is we can talk about additional involvement, and I'm open to that. And that's one of the things that I have said at the beginning of this, that I do not think that Tyler Robinson acted alone. I do think that there's more people involved. And even looking at the social media posts that predicted this, I think there's more people involved, and it could absolutely have foreign ties into it. But what I'm not seeing is evidence that says that Tyler didn't do it. That's where I'm at with that.
Sure, well, especially here's where I'm at. The trannies say they're going to kill him. 10 of them 3 days before. Two days before. 6 the day before. He's dead tomorrow. Obviously, I talked to TVUSA. They said no cash. They said, well, we can't convict him. They may have been involved. We're not doing it. We know he ordered the stand down. My point is that that's not a 30-odd 6 and 100-something yard shooting in the neck. I mean, come on, people. And so that's what adds credibility. The ATF saying, you know, inconclusive, doesn't look at the same bullet. I get what you're saying. The Daily Mail is probably basically an MI6 cutout. But let's get Kornacki's take on this. Nate Kornacki, what are you thinking right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think me and Gary really haven't been that far off from the very beginning. We did content the first week together. I think Gary will say himself the idea of a 30-odd 6 not creating an exit wound is extremely, extremely, extremely unlikely. We differ on some things, but let's debunk the idea that that this new report doesn't mean anything, just from a court of law standpoint, okay? Because what you're seeing people try to say is, oh, well, they can't conclusively match the round. That doesn't actually mean the round's not matched. Okay, well, we're talking about evidence in a court of law. And when you're talking about the word conclusive, it means something in a court of law. It means you have to conclusively match, let's say, a bullet to a gun, DNA to a rifle. Otherwise, that evidence is not going to be permissible in a court of law for the prosecution, so much so that the defense is already adding this in as exculpatory evidence. If you don't know what that means it's going to change the rifle from being evidence for the prosecution to use to find Tyler Robinson guilty to the rifle being used as evidence to prove he is not guilty. If that happens and the judge permits that.
And your Zoom just cut out. We'll go back to you as soon as you're, let's reconnect with Nate Kornacki. While he's reconnecting, counter that or respond to that. Gary.
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt that it's going to be issued as, and submitted as exculpatory evidence. It's still going to be challenged by, like, we have so much circumstantial evidence. We have DNA evidence on the firearm, DNA evidence on the spent cartridge. We have DNA evidence on the screwdriver. We have, I mean, we got a lot of evidence. We have him admitting to it.
But what I'm about a 30-odd 6 not shooting through somebody's neck?
Yeah, look, what I've always said on this is that it's atypical. Can it absolutely happen? Yes, it can, especially once we get into some of the internal, external, and terminal ballistics of this. One of the things, what I will say is that we can't rule it out. And we have lots of examples of this, whether we're looking at, look, Martin Luther King was shot with a 30-off-6 at 65 yards. Now, I know there's a lot of controversy around Martin Luther King, but what I've never seen challenge was whether or not it was a 30-odd 6. So he was shot at 65 yards, hit him in the jaw, and hit his spine and then deflected downward. We also have somebody that both Nate and I know, Chuck Ritter. He was shot with 7.62x54 at 25 yards. It actually hit him in the spine, deflected downward. Not only did it not exit, he didn't die and he stayed in the fight. So, you know, the fact is there's lots of different variables, and one of the posts that I put up on X and just pinned it because I don't think we can exclude 30-odd 6 completely. And the other thing that I've done since this, my stance on this has evolved because one of the things that I do, look, we teach long range for a living. We have our own line of long range guns, been doing this for over 20 years. One of the things that ballistic experts don't do is that we don't spend a lot of time looking at terminal ballistic reports. We don't look at some of these different pathology reports, definitely specific to 30-odd 6. Once you start going down that road, you see that this is less atypical than people think. And then here's just some ballistic facts that I want to share with, and everybody can go check this out. I got this tweet pinned on my X account. 30-odd 6 ballistic facts. You cannot determine or predict any terminal ballistic outcome without knowing the following variables. Ammunition source, factory or hand loads. Ammunition type, low recoil, varmint, big game, or dozens of other commercial options. Ammunition condition, old, new, exposed to elements or moisture. Projectile weight, 30-odd 6 is available from 55 grain to 200
grain. Sure, give me subsonic, any of that. And Nate Kornacki cut off, so I'm going to come back to you on that.
Sorry.
Just real quick, here's my bottom line. I'm going to go to Nate Kornacki. I broke it. It's confirmed now. They ordered no looking at accomplices, domestic or foreign. Now you got the ATF saying this is an inconclusive thing. Okay, 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 10, it goes through the neck. All I'm saying is this smells to hell. Go ahead, Nate. Respond to what you just heard.
Sorry, my computer crashed a couple times, guys. Not sure.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, let me go back to what I was saying about the conclusive evidence and why this is a big deal. It is a big deal in a court of law because now, as I don't know where I got cut off, but if you cannot conclusively match the rifle to the gun or DNA to whatever evidence, it's no longer going to be permissible evidence for the prosecution in the court of law. And we're already seeing that with the defense that wants to now change it to exculpatory evidence, which will actually make the rifle being used as evidence to exonerate Tyler Kirk. Now, if they can actually do that, they may get the trial thrown out beforehand. We don't know about that for sure. But also, the reason why this is so important is not just that, but it's also people are completely forgetting that the murder weapon was not found at the scene of the crime. The murder weapon has to be tracked back to Tyler Robinson. It was found 300-400 meters away on someone else's private property, which means you have to be able to tie that rifle back to the actual shot. You can do that through two ways. You can do it through ballistically matching the round to the rifle used, or the DNA on the rifle matching to Tyler Robinson. Okay, well, there is DNA of Tyler Robinson on the rifle. What's the other problem? There's six other people's fingerprints and DNA on that rifle, which is going to make that also not conclusive, because how do you prove Tyler was one of the seven people here whose fingerprints actually took the shot on that rifle? Can you prove that? Maybe you can prove that through, I don't know, video evidence, maybe that we haven't seen yet. But at the moment, the way it's looking is that the rifle could be completely thrown out as evidence in this trial completely. Because if you can't attach, again, the word conclusive means something in a court of law. Very specific. Evidence is not working. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it matches. Maybe it doesn't. No, no, that's not how it works. You don't get to use that as permissible evidence against Tyler Robinson in that case. So
what is your interpretation of the ATF report? What is your interpretation of the ATF report versus Gary Melton's?
Well, I didn't get to hear what Gary said about it, but what I think is what they're saying is that there's fragmentation of the round, which I think me and Gary had talked about months and months ago. Sorry, Gary, I didn't get to see your what you were talking about. There's fragmentation of the round inside Charlie's neck, which I think we all thought, and that cannot be matched to the 30-06. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's not a 30-06 bullet. It means we can't match that fragment to that gun, which, again, in the court of law, that is going to be a big deal. But my thing is this. Now we just have a fragment, but we also had TPUSA's story, Andrew Colvett, who came out and said himself, told Stephen Gardner, who was on my channel, Officer Tatum, all these people, that what happened? Charlie Kirk was shot in the T1. That bullet traveled down his neck about 6 inches, and the entire bullet lodged in his, shot in the C1, traveled down, lodged in the T1 just below his, or just above his shoulder blade area. And so, is there not a full round inside his body?
Well, I'm going to say this, one hour after that came out, I reported on that, and I had Colvett call me and say, no, I talked to the coroner. It actually went down the spine, all this stuff. I said, okay, good. I'll put that out. I'm not saying, I don't think they're involved. I'm not accusing them of anything. But that's exactly where we are, is that the story just kept changing.
So let me finish my point here, Alex. My point with this is, okay, if we're going with what the ATF says as truth, which I guess we will, we have to at the moment, and there was just a small fragment that they could pick out of that 30-06 round that they couldn't match to that bullet. So you're telling me that a 30-06 round went in, hit the soft tissue of Charlie's neck, and evaporated into basically dust, like a frangible round would. We'll talk more about that in a second. And just a tiny little fragment is all that's left, also creating no exit wound from a 30-06 from 140 meters. I mean, I know Gary will even have to admit that that's very, very, very unlikely to happen. And even with frangible rounds, I did see you mention frangible rounds, accelerator rounds, varmint rounds. We've tested them all ballistically. Between me, Dan from Heavy Duty Country, Jesse on Fire, we've tested 30-06 frangible rounds. We've tested low-grain varmint rounds. We've tested every round that can come out of the 30-06. Every single one, including the frangible, including the varmint rounds, blows straight through things way stronger than human neck. So what I would encourage, and I'm still waiting for this, we've done our due diligence on this. We've done the ballistic testings on every type of 30-06 round that exists. We can't get a single one to not blow through straight anything way stronger than a human neck. So I would like to see someone come out and recreate the FBI narrative shot. Show me a 30-06, shoot it from 140 meters, and show me no exit wound in a ballistic dummy, and have that round lodged.
Well, let me ask this question and have Gary Melton respond, because we're trying to figure out the truth here. I think you both have credibility. What I'm asking here is about the ATF report. What is Nate Kornacki is saying that ATF report says versus what Gary Melton is saying? Because Gary, you're kind of saying they're saying it's inconclusive.
Yeah, look, they're going to throw out that element of the testing. That's what they're going to use as exculpatory evidence. They can't just throw out the rifle. They can't say, hey, we can't use this. That's not how the court of law works. They're still going to be able to submit the fact that, hey, you know what? The brass actually did match exactly to the rifle itself. They're going to have the DNA on the gun, on this spent cartridge, which I think is really important with this. And then, of course, you have, the strongest element of this is the parents. And their testimony and what they have stated in the charging documents. And then we already know that the prosecutor is going to be calling both parents up to the stand and, Lance Twiggs himself. So we know they're actually testifying for the prosecution. And if they get up there, and I know this has been alleged, like, oh, this is all fed slop. And I do think it's a little odd that people want to say, oh, this is all made up evidence and it's fed slop. But when you have the exact same federal agencies or the exact same departments come out and give exculpatory evidence, now we believe it. But at the end of the day, like, the parents are going to get up there and they're not going to be called to the stand if they're not going to confirm every single thing.
Sure, but let me just add this right now. You have Jolly and Wes with Jack Ruby killing the Patsy, Lee Harvey Oswald. You have him with Sirhan Sirhan. You have him with McVeigh, all of it. You look at Tyler Robinson. Let's put him up in court. He looks like a mind control zombie. So just because you got somebody saying they did it, they can get me with electroshock therapy for a month and I'll say I'm the Easter Bunny. So my point is, when we have the FBI confirmed ordering, don't look at foreign involvement or accomplices, then you add the ATF saying inconclusive. To me, this is major red flags. Do you agree, Gary? These are major red flags here.
Yeah, if that's exactly what happened, then there is red flags. And that's one of the things that I've said from the very beginning of this, going back to all the trans shootings that we've seen. We have a hugely disproportionate amount of trans shooters that are doing, you know, school shootings, mass shootings compared to what's going on.
No, there. I agree. There's definitely a trans terrorist issue.
And so one of the things that I tracked down, I actually interviewed Chase Hughes, and that was what I asked him about. I said, Chase, look, we have something going on here that doesn't make sense, you know, from a mind control, being able to target people online, psychologically profile people online, and then realize what's going on. Is there something that makes trans people or people like Tyler Robinson that has clearly identified himself as some sort of trans hero or protector that would identify them as, you know, a lot more suggestible? And he said, absolutely. He's like, the moment that you're...
Yeah, there's no doubt they're a mind control cult. Let's get into that, but let's go to break with this fair time here. Nate Kornacki, counter that with 2 minutes before we get a break.
Well, I'm not going to counter that.
That's I'm going to say counter your response to that.
Yeah, that's one of the things me and Gary have agreed on the entire since day one. We both believe there's some type of external involvement. We both believe Tyler Robinson. I believe Lance Twiggs also is involved. I've said that from day one. I just do not believe the 30-06 narrative. I just refuse to do it because one through, you know, just statistical probabilities of this being reality, just basic, you know, rationale tells me that doesn't make sense. It's way too bizarre. It's the odds of it are so low. And then now when we add in things like, okay, well, ballistically, we can't conclusively match the round to the rifle. It makes me even more skeptical. Because again, it's already so, so unlikely that this is the rifle used and that's the wound that we saw. And so for me, I've never really been able to point my finger and say, who's responsible for this? Is it a trans shooter? Is it our greatest ally? Is it the federal government, the FBI? I don't know. Is it China? Is it Russia? Is it Iran? I don't know, but I 100% believe there was high level professional involvement that either facilitated some MK Ultra style thing with Tyler Robinson and Lance Twiggs to get them involved, or high-level professional that maybe is a second shooter. I don't know, but I do believe Tyler Robinson, and people can kind of get upset about that, but I believe Tyler Robinson and Lance Twiggs both were involved. I just don't believe the FBI narrative for how it was carried out. And that's I've had that stance since day one.
All right, so let's come back then and talk about where this goes now, because you have the former head of the National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, saying he's ready to testify that there was a cover-up. How does that affect us, and where does this go? Because I'll tell you, I don't know Israel did it. I just, you see all this lining up. That's why I'm saying we have to look at that. And I was a guy day one saying, don't say that without evidence. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th. 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So we have to look at what happened to Charlie Kirk back in September last year in the context 7 months ago or whatever it is, of what's happening now. And we have Joe Kent, which already had other sources, not him, about that meeting saying don't look at foreign involvement or domestic leads. And I talked to TPUSA, high level. They said, yeah, we talked to them. I don't think they're involved at that level because they were very open with me. They're like, yeah, we. Patel's like, oh, well, they might have been involved. We can't prove it, so we're not going to prosecute them. So we already have it confirmed. They're saying they'll look at other people. Then you have the ATF saying it's non-conclusive. It's a very corrupt agency. I'm surprised they didn't cover it up. Who knows what's going on now? Then I want to ask both of our guests, just in general, about the war, Iran, all the mixed signals that are going on, what the military community is telling them. It's crazy. Let's go back to Nate Kornacki of Valhalla VFT before we go back to Gary Melton of Paramount Tactical. And just putting bookends on, take as long as you need, on Kirk, where this should go, what you think, and what you think of Joe Kent saying he'll testify. And they're saying, oh, he's a traitor. He's going to let the guilty guy go. I think it's reasonable if he's in a meeting and they order us to cover up connections. I think Tyler Robinson thinks he was involved. But I mean, I'm saying trannies are a real threat and they're supporters. I mean, I don't know what happened here, but at the end of the day, where do you think all this is going? There's a lot of questions there, obviously. But just in general, Joe Kent coming out saying, no, there was a cover up here.
Well, I mean, I'll say up front, Joe Kent is extremely, extremely respected in our community. His resume is insane. For me, I'm going to trust if he comes out and said that's what happened. And again, it was a huge story back when it happened. And it's not the only, it's not just, Joe Kent, the National Counterterrorism Center. We also had Mike Glover, another fellow Green Beret, come out and say one of his high up sources and friends in the CIA also told him the CIA was also blocked from investigating foreign involvement into this at the same time Joe Kent, Tulsi Gabbard, and the National Counterterrorism Center is. So, the first thing that needs to happen is Kash Patel needs to be drugged and subpoenaed and questioned for why this happened. If this is true, which I'm going to assume it is because people that I respect and trust have, from different sources have said this is true and happened, we need answers on that. Why would the FBI have shut down other intelligence apparatuses from wanting to look into foreign involvement? It seems like that's what you would want to know. Whether it doesn't matter what country it was, China, Russia, Israel, Iran, I don't care. I'd want us to know if there was some foreign involvement in the assassination of an American citizen on our soil, right? We would want to know that. So first thing that's got to happen, Kash Patel needs to be drugged in, subpoenaed, and questioned for why that took place. Why that took place? I don't know. It could be something as simple as Kash Patel wanted all the credit for himself. It could be something as nefarious as a full FBI cover-up on this. I don't know. It's all conjecture on my part at this point. But as for Joe Kent being willing to testify, yeah, if he's willing to testify that he believes that, then, you know, I think that's a credible source. And also, another thing I think is interesting, and this is not, I'm not still willing to say, who did it, right? I've never thought it was TPUSA personally. I did an entire episode, 30-minute episode on the security team and broke down why I don't think they were involved. I think they're just incompetent, but I do believe there was a foreign involvement. And what really, really is making me suspicious right now is the fact that it's the new war in Iran. And then we look back at Charlie's actual ideology on war with Iran. And she was incredibly anti-war in Iran. I've shown 15 different clips of that. So much so that he went in and tried to get Donald Trump to stop the first 12-day war. Joe Kent even confirmed that in the Oval Office together. It's very, very suspicious to me that Charlie was killed and everyone else who has vocally gone and to Trump to try to get him to stop the wars in Iran, Tucker Carlson was immediately smeared. They try to run him as a foreign agent through Iran. Joe Kent comes out in resistance to this, immediately smear campaign. So I'm starting to wonder why every single person who has a big voice that comes out against the war in Iran is sort of trying to be, you know, censored, deplatformed, or, you know, disappearing completely. I think it's getting very, very suspicious to me because obviously this war is super, super unpopular with the American people. And honestly, with Charlie Kirk, you can't deny Charlie Kirk. If Charlie Kirk was vocally against this war right now, it would be a massive, massive problem.
Oh, he called me a couple times, but once, keep pressure on Epstein, good job. Keep pressure on Iran, we gotta stop this, which he was right. And now Joe Kent said he told him that in the Oval Office, and then Mark Levin says he's a liar. Bongino says he's a liar with no proof. They were there. I told people they were at the meetings. So what is your response, Gary Melton, overall? What do you think is happening here?
Yeah, look, I'm completely open to the idea that there's foreign influence. As a matter of fact, when you look at the SLC Trans Gun Club, the leader of that is an Iranian trans person that was definitely pushing a lot of violent rhetoric, to say the least. Now, they are reporting that that is being investigated. There's multiple reports on that. Look, I got a different take on the war, and I got a different take on Joe Kent personally. But look, I want all of this stuff investigated. What I don't like is this idea that people are intentionally, in my perspective, intentionally trying to say that Tyler Robinson didn't do this. I think there's so much overwhelming evidence that says that Tyler Robinson is the killer. Outside of that, I agree with a lot of people. Like, I think Lance Twiggs was involved for sure. I think we definitely need to look into the different ties to trans activists in the area. We have social media posts that are actually going and predicting Charlie's death. That hasn't been looked into. At least it may be being looked into by the FBI. I don't know. Or Utah. But what I can tell you is what I see time and time again, this is something that we've all talked about going back to December, is that there does seem to be a psyop. It's like, hey, don't pay attention to this. I want you to pay attention to Egyptian planes, to Mitch Snow, to this plan down in Fort Huachuca. And none of that makes sense to me. And, you know, we've debunked a lot of those things. But the idea to me that Tyler Robinson didn't take the shot, I think that's hard for me to reconcile. I am curious, just off the top of your head, Nate, you know, you said that you felt this was a sophisticated conspiracy. And what I can't reconcile with that is like, okay, we have this very sophisticated conspiracy. Let's say the U.S. military, Israel's involved, the French Foreign Legion, whoever's involved, and they plan this down to a T. And it's so sophisticated and so successful that they get away, that they pull off the hit, they get away. And like the one thing that they screw up is, oh, we shot him with whatever. We shot him with a different caliber, but we pinned the patsy with a 30-06. That's the thing that I can't reconcile and doesn't make sense to me. I just don't think that even if you and I were planning this operation, like, we wouldn't miss that detail. That's kind of a doozy.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying there. But as for this high-level sophisticated, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's professional involvement. Professional involvement could be one Mossad operative. One Mossad operative that runs this and helps Tyler Robinson and Lance Twiggs set all this up. And again, I'm not staking my claim that there is a second shooter. My thing is, again, the 30-06 doesn't make sense. And I've never seen Tyler Robinson with the 30-06, not going to the roof, not leaving, right? So, could it be Tyler Robinson plants that gun? Is he super sophisticated? He plants that gun somewhere else and uses a collapsed AR-15 in his backpack that we saw him go to the roof with, takes a shot there? Sure, I don't know. I don't have all the answers to that. But as for that, this has to be some super sophisticated thing. First of all, Tyler Robinson got away. So yeah, for us to pretend like from the scene and that is not necessarily the easiest thing ever to do. Clean infill, clean exfil, takes the shot, kills the killer, gets out. And the only reason he gets caught is, you know, because the family friend, Boy Scout leader, fellow sheriff recognizes him in a picture and convinces Tyler Robinson to turn himself in. And so that's later. So yeah, it is a little bit sophisticated to pull off an assassination like this.
I would disagree with that. That's not actually what happened, according to the charging documents, according to the only person
according to Sheriff Nate Broxby, who, by the way, Gary, I'm sure you're aware, just resigned from his position about 2 hours after this news story.
I was about to say, what's that resignation all about? That looks really bad.
Hold on. You can go back and pull up Nate Broxby literally saying on film in a press conference, debunking Tyler Robinson's family from turning himself in and saying, my personal friend who used to be a sheriff for 20 years was the one who used to be Tyler Robinson's Boy Scout leader, recognized him from the picture. He's the one that contacted the family. He's the one that went over to Tyler Robinson's house and convinced Tyler Robinson to turn himself in. The sheriff said that. The same sheriff, Sheriff Nate Brooksby, who was in charge of this whole thing, who has now just resigned yesterday.
Well, they're going to have a real problem when they get the parents on the stand if that's the case, because I'm just going to.
He said that in a press conference, Gary. That was the sheriff. That's from the sheriff's department.
What I'm saying is that what we have in the charging documents is that Robinson's father reported that when his wife showed him.
Right, but the charging documents were put out before this press conference.
Okay.
Charging documents were put out like what, 6 days after?
I mean, both things can be true is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Both things can be true. But I'm saying that sheriff said that's not, that his parents did not turn him in. It was the this sheriff's personal friend who was a sheriff for 20 years. I forget his name, who was the one that recognized him from being Tyler Robinson's Boy Scout leader. And he's the one that contacted the family. He's the one that went over and convinced Tyler Robinson, it's better for you to turn yourself in than for them to come raid your house and potentially fucking kill you. That's what that sheriff said.
That's absolutely, and that portion is stated in the charging documents. What I'm saying is that two things can absolutely be true. I do think that he helped with coordinating him being turned in. I think all that's true, but I don't, I reject the idea that his parents didn't recognize him. I reject the idea.
What's your thoughts? What's your thoughts real quick? Cause I mean, you gotta be able to explain this. Why would the head sheriff, part of the investigation resign about 2 hours after the report came out that the ballistics don't match the ATF? That's too.
I had no idea.
What, the coincidence on that?
I have no idea. He may have a completely logical explanation. What I'm not going to do is take a void of information and just fill it with whatever I want to. I mean,
I'm just saying you can't tell me that's not bizarre.
It is bizarre. A lot of things about this have been bizarre.
Yeah, well, that's fair. That's true.
Like a 30-odd-6 not shooting through somebody's neck.
I mean, look, it is. Look, I think there's some very good plausible explanations for that, and we're going to find out. I think we're going to find out when, to me, this is resting on all the things being alleged are essentially going to be answered once we get the parents on the stand, as far as I'm concerned, because they're going to confirm.
Okay, we'll see. Let's shift gears now. We have left. It's been an amazing interview. Only like 30 minutes left. Both of you, Gary Taggart or Nate Taggart here. What do you make of Trump and Iran? And we've had victory. Oh, they're making a deal. They're not. Just constant, you know, stories changing. No missiles are hitting Israel. Tons are getting through. They arrested thousands of journalists in the Middle East reporting on it. What do you guys as warfighters think of this situation?
Want me to go first here? Me personally, I'm just super ideologically against any more wars for American blood for sand and oil, period. Just full stop. There's nothing you can tell me that's going to convince me that we need to be spending hundreds of billions of dollars and spending U.S. service members' lives for this war in Iran. You're not going to convince me of that. And you're not going to convince the majority of the American people of that. The other thing, and I think this is just in my personal opinion, I'm not going to get into, people are talking about who's winning. The United States winning. Is Iran winning? Who's winning? To me, everybody's losing. And the world's losing. Iran's losing. The United States is losing. And so to me, I just want us the fuck out of the conflict. I don't care if it means Donald Trump just comes out, declares victory, leaves, we leave. If we do that, I think it's going to be a huge problem now with the Strait of Hormuz, because Iran most likely is just going to have full control over the strait now. And if you didn't know, they're charging $2 million per oil tanker to get through the strait right now. If you don't know what that's going to equate to year over year, it's $80 billion in new revenue to Iran that they didn't have beforehand. And if you don't know about Iran's national defense budget, is only $10 billion. So we're about to what? Just 8x their defense budget for new money. And then also the global oil prices, global oil commodities aren't coming back down if we just leave. So we're in a rock and a hard place.
And Trump says he may just leave it to the Middle East to fix.
And which they're not going to be able to fix. All they're going to do is this is just going to drive everybody to bricks. If you think about all our Asian allies, this is another thing that pisses me off. All our Asian allies, this isn't affecting us nearly as much as it is Australia. And I was in first group. Gary was in first group. I mean, you know, this is fucking our allies in Philippines and Australia and Korea and Japan. And it's not China, right? Because China's still free-flowing the oil. I mean, we already have the Philippines just announced that they're going into massive restrictions, lockdowns on oil. Australia is announcing that as well. So we're screwing the entire world. We're screwing all of our allies. And for me, again, I think this is an everybody is losing. So let's figure it out and get the hell out of this thing. Because to me,
they want a world depression.
Right. There is some winners, but it's not the American people. And it's not the average people around the world. I can tell you that.
The globalists doubled their money while we lost 60% of our assets. Your take on that, Gary?
Yeah, look, I support the war as long as it's going to be executed correctly. I think we've kicked this can way too far down the road. I think this is a responsible approach to what's going on. We're going to see how it turns out. What I am against, just like Nate and everybody else, is, you know, some unending war where it's going to be an occupation. We're not going to see that. I don't think we're going to see that. But the idea that we can just continue to let Iran be the number one state sponsored of terror all over the world and allow them to become armed with nuclear weapons. I mean, we already see that they actually had a much more advanced intermediate ballistic missiles than they admitted to and that we even knew about. So there was an information gap, an intelligence gap that was huge in that.
Now, I know they're way more advanced than they were telling, but let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
What about the overall issue of the strait being closed kills the recovery with an inflation? That's mathematics. That's a guarantee. And then the globalists get what they want by that failure. So we have to think about economic warfare here.
Sure. And we can't allow Iran to control the Strait of Hormuz. And I don't think we're going to see that. Like, again, we already have allies coming on to help control that. We've already talked to Trump administration's talked to Japan. He's talked to the French. Multiple allies that says they're going to continue to help actually control the Strait of Hormuz. Now,
they have not agreed to that.
They've
in fact, not only that, France and Spain just came out and said that they're actually going to put restrictions on allowing U.S. to use any of their land for anything militarily. That was yesterday.
I'm sorry, you cut out. Who did you say?
France and Spain.
Spain's taking our military completely out. France to leave NATO.
They're not coming to help.
Yeah, we're gonna have additional support. There's no doubt about it.
And what is that additional support going to do? The United States Navy is the most powerful Navy in the world, and we can't do anything. How are you going to stop Iran's drones from hitting oil tankers?
You don't think that we're going to be able to control the Strait of Hormuz with our Navy?
We can't do it right now.
Yes, we can. I mean, it's not going to stop them from attacking, and we're not going to have some sort of non-issues.
There's no Western oil tankers flowing out of the Strait of Hormuz, bro. None.
What's that?
Still. That's why you can go down to the local gas station, look up, and see that gas is $5 million a gallon.
No. There are oil tankers going through the Strait of Hormuz right now. It is.
Well, China
is,
and Russia is, and Iran and India, no, when they're paying for it in Chinese yuan and paying a $2 million toll per oil tanker.
No, that's factually wrong.
Well, then why is gas nationally almost $5 a gallon, Gary?
We're at like what, $100 a barrel right now? We were at like $140 a barrel under Biden. We were having higher gas prices.
We're not talking about Joe Biden. We're still early into the war. Oil can still go much higher. Almost double.
This whole thing could go to hell. I mean, we could look at the worst case scenario every single time, and we can always
headed that way.
What's that?
So what's your end state here? What's the strategic? Here's another thing. I'm a little bit confused because you said Iran is the world's leader in state-sponsored terrorism. Since when is Shia Islam? Since when is Shia Islam carried out the majority of terrorist attacks in the world?
We both know it's Sunni Islam. What are you talking about? Hezbollah, we got Hamas. Those are all Iranian proxies. What do you even mean? And we had all throughout the Iraq.
How is that? Is that the world's leader in state-sponsored ISIS has carried out, and Al Qaeda have carried out infinitely more terrorist attacks than Iran.
Like the IRGC is designated as a terrorist organization. We know that
by the United States. Just like all the rest are. My point is, since this is like Fox News talking points, right? Like, ooh, Iran is 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon for 47 years. They're the biggest threat ever. It's like, yeah, okay. All right. Like, but they're not an any bigger threat than anybody else. And I'll also say this. You see this all the time. It's like, well, we got to take care of this problem. Okay. Al Jilani is the leader of Syria right now and is a welcome guest in the White House. Why are we pretending like things in the past through terrorists are now we have to invade your country for it?
We're not invading the country.
Doesn't that kind of just throw the whole argument out the window when Donald Trump's bringing Al Jilani into the White House as an honored guest?
We have strikes.
Let's be clear. You guys can't debate. Gary, Nate, there's no debate. They tried to sell ground invasion the last 2 weeks. Like that's insane. It's been going on.
I agree with that.
Let me ask you guys this question. How do we even know the 1,000 pounds of enriched uranium is anywhere? I know we can track some of it. The idea, I've heard a lot of former and current people, they're saying, yeah, it's super risky, but we're willing to do it if they tell us to. How insane is it to try to claim you're going to send special ops in with technicians to try to get stuff with forklifts out of these bases? What do you make of that?
Well, I mean,
in the middle of Iran, I make that everybody's going to die if they try that.
Now, first of all, our capabilities are much better than that. Nate. You know that as well as I do. Like,
yeah, we can't support. I get it, but it's still.
I'm not even saying I support it. But what I'm saying is, we can't do that safely.
Gary, I'm sure you know what it takes. I mean, we do training for this and trying to infiltrate underground bunkers
It's one of the most dangerous things that you can do in special operations. And now you're going to do it in Iran?
This dangerous?
In the center of Iran?
Well, it's not in the center of Iran. It's up by Fordo, as far as I understand, where they actually have the
400 kilograms. Yeah, they know where it is.
The media has told them where you're coming. The media is also, they know where you're coming.
Yeah.
A lot of these arguments were made about Venezuela as well. Like, we can't go do that.
Venezuela is not Iran. You're trying to pretend that Iran's military and Venezuela's military.
We know they paid off most everybody but the Cubans they had to kill. I mean, I agree that was an incredible operation, but that's a cakewalk compared to going to deep underground bases.
Yeah.
You don't think that we can pay off most of the Iranians? You don't think that we have intelligence networks that are actually making deals right now? And again, this is like a little bit of extremely.
Listen, if you've got the intelligence network, then throw the goddamn government over.
I'm with you. I think that's exactly what they should do. But again, what we're saying is
Venezuela, and I hope Cuba. I would support Venezuela because I could study it. This is a whole different. Venezuela is like eating a pig versus an elephant. It's a whole different ball of wax.
I don't disagree that it is a
here. What's the strategic victory for the United States here?
That Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. Like that is whatever happens beyond that, they cannot have nuclear weapons.
We already destroyed all their nuclear weapons 6 months ago.
June that Midnight Hammer was done.
Completely obliterated everything.
And they're continuing to develop nuclear weapons.
Gary, you're saying we have to do this every 9 months for perpetuity forever now.
What I'm saying is exactly like if you're gonna have peace through strength, sometimes you got to drop some bombs. What I am confused about is like, are we just going to just completely draw in and just not address any of the world issues?
Well, I don't think anybody thinks we're drawing in under Trump. I'm concerned we're overextending.
Why do we need to be fighting this war in Iran? Nobody's been able to correctly, other than your typical Fox News. They can't have nukes. They're the world's leader in state-sponsored terrorism. They've been trying to kill Americans for 47 years. Yada, yada, yada. Got it. Okay. That's not actually what we've seen.
If we're going to characterize that, then you're actually going with the MSN Now talking points. Like, we can't do anything. Trump can't do anything. Like, it's just going to be the worst
thing. So here's the thing. Here's the big misconception we're having. So Gary thinks a conventional war is going to work in Iran while Iran is leveraging asymmetric warfare against us. Okay. As a Green Beret, you know what they're doing.
Yeah. Trump thinks blowing up targets
Hold on.
Yeah.
The idea that you're going to bomb Shia Islam into submission, the same people culturally who are willing to strap suicide vests and jump in a vehicle board, IED, and blow themselves up and kill them, you're going to bomb them into submission, a culture that believes heavily in martyrdom after you slaughtered the Ayatollah, killed 200 little elementary
school
girls.
You guys are welcome to come back tomorrow on Harrison. This is amazing. But I want to give Gary Melton closing comments and Harrison Smith takes over. Go ahead, Gary.
I mean, the idea that we're going to rely completely on conventional warfare and that we're not going to use asymmetrical warfare at all is crazy to me. That's not what's being discussed at DOD, and we don't know what asymmetrical warfare that we're conducting. We have plans.
Iran's asymmetric warfare they're conducting against us.
Well, if the payoffs work, they should already work. Go ahead. Finish up. Closing comment.
Look, at the end of the day, one of the things that I supported Trump on it, and something like 90% plus of MAGA and Trump voters are still supporting this war, and the reason is because Trump ran on the fact that Iran is not going to have a nuclear weapon. He's been saying it for the last 40 years. I agree with that. I think us investing and taking Iran out now ensures that we don't have a forever war with a nuclear-armed Iran in 10 years.
Oh, no, I agree.
Years.
We can take them out. That shuts down Russia and China, but I don't think it's going to work. Gentlemen, both, thank you so much. Valhalla, VFT. You got a Paramount Tactical. Thank you so much. Harrison Smith takes over. Guys, come back on tomorrow. This is honored to shit. We love you. We appreciate a real debate. God bless you, man. We'll be right back with Harrison Smith.
Yeah.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.